Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes,
they shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach up.
For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Yes,
get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don and Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Nicolion! Oh my God, Don Nicolion!
Thank you so much for coming back.
What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Welcome everybody to the Don Nicole Young Show. Y'all give me about that damn 2 minutes. I'll be right back. I got some people in my face. Also, go to the bathroom, get some coffee and all that good stuff. You know. Get back. 2 and 2.
Money over everything.
It ain't right, it ain't heavy. Gonna be a tough day.
long time. Hear that, I can feel that. Oh, I need that, I gotta get that.
What the hell are we fighting for? Walk! my Stacey Adams. What time is it?
Little cute guitar player, make your mama proud. I want all of Detroit City to stand up, clap your hands. All right, you poor boys, stay in time with the drummer.
Yeah, baby, don't be so mean.
Don DeColeon Show. Y'all got to bear with me, man. Y'all know I use my voice every day. So welcome, everybody, to the Don DeColeon Show, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don DeColeon Show, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Blog Talk Radio, WGAG Radio, Georgia Gossip. Please believe it. What up, Greg? Greg said, Don DeColeon, something slow. Have you ever heard Norman Connors? You Are My Starship? Of course. Of course. I'll play that for you, baby. You know, Don, I got a goddamn, I got all the music on the planet in my lap for some reason. It just happens like that. As a matter of fact, I got everything in my lap. Anyway, I got the news coming up. Then we're going to get straight into something very interesting. I got a treat for y'all. Got a treat for y'all. Anyway, this is Don DeColeon. I'm about to go straight into the news, man, because we're running a little late. From my world all around the world to your world, from my block to yours, please believe it. Policeman steals car with a sleeping baby inside of it. Y'all heard about that in Clayton County, Georgia? Clayton County officials arrested a man today who they said stole a car with a sleeping baby inside. The baby has since been found safe. Police said the incident began with the mother, Jetta Sellers, stopped to get a gas at a BP gas station on Jonesboro Road this morning. Officials said the woman's 8-month-old son, Jaden, was asleep in the back seat when she went inside to pay for gas. Why the hell did you leave the fucking keys in the goddamn car with the baby anyway? Good God. Channel 2 Action News reporter Aaron Coleman was at the scene when the police said the mother's keys were in the car, but it was not running at the time. While Sellers was paying for her gas, a man police identified as Robert Jones jumped into the car and sped off. Coleman said other witnesses at the scene tried to stop the man, including a woman who jumped in front of the car. The woman said Jones showed no signs of stopping, so she had to jump out of the way. She suffered a bruised hand. I immediately ran and tried to get in front of the car to stop him, says Phyllis Jones. He went full speed ahead, no stopping. I saw the baby, and it was like it went crazy after that point. Gas station security guards, Triquantis Issam saw what was happening too and jumped into his own car to give chase. He told Channel 2's Richard Elliott that he followed the stolen car onto I-285, then onto Moreland Avenue, taking to both Atlanta and Clayton County 911. Did I say taking? I'm sorry, talking. Talking to both Atlanta and Clayton County 911 along the way. Finally, Islam said he chased the car into a cul-de-sac and rammed it to prevent it. Wait a minute, God damn. He chased the car into a cul-de-sac and rammed it to prevent it from escaping. and some said he fought with Robert Jones until police arrived seconds later. Jaden was unhurt. Jaden is the baby, y'all. It's a pretty picture of the baby, too. Also, see, it's important that we live amongst terrorists. They ain't fucking scared. See, you see that? It's important. Big ups, Issam. Issam, Trequinta is awesome. Anyway, while officers don't condone what Issam did, they said they were grateful for the assistance. I'm so glad citizens are finally on patrol. Didn't I say that shit the other day on the show? Citizens need to be on patrol, and the fucking law need to goddamn respect that shit. I'm just glad the baby's all right, said Issam. Jones was arrested, and Jaden, who had still been asleep, was found safely. The baby has been returned to his mother. I'm so happy to have my baby back, she said. Jones was charged with theft by taking, kidnapping, aggravated assault, and giving a false name. Incredible. Well, story turns out to be nice. Big ups, man. Salam alaikum, Allah Akbar. Trequist is song, man. It's important. Because you niggas wouldn't have done nothing. Y'all wouldn't have done shit. That nigga worked at the gas station, jumped in that motherfucker, left his business to go get that motherfucker. Incredible. All right. I'm not, Greg want me to tell this joke to y'all. Call in. I want to hear it. Call in. Call in, Greg. Let me hear that joke. You say you got a racist joke? Text it, but because I don't want it to sound racist when it's only comedy, I would like to call it. Call in, Greg. Let me hear it. You know I like jokes. All right. On the other side of town, better yet, shit, right down the goddamn street in the ATL. T.I. Talk suicidal Atlanta man off ledge. Boy, we got some heroes in Atlanta, boy. Shit, amongst drag queens and goddamn lesbians, we got some real motherfucking brigade. We got a brigade, baby, in the A. It's hard to find them, but they only come around when trouble is around. Man, we got superheroes, y'all, in Atlanta. What y'all got in Detroit and L.A. and shit? Y'all ain't got nothing. Nothing, motherfuckers. We got terrorists that saves the day. We got rappers that save the day. What y'all got? Nothing. You motherfuckers, everybody else ain't got shit. All right. Though T.I. was recently been on the wrong side of the law, he worked with police in Atlanta to prevent a man from jumping off a ledge of the 22-story building. This was yesterday now. We got T.I. saves the day yesterday. And goddamn Osama bin Laden, saves the day today. The building happened to be where Atlanta radio station B103 is located. T.I. heard about the jump on the radio and called into the Ryan Cameron show on the station to see if there was any way he could help. Ryan Cameron tells us, oh, this is actually from TMZ now, this TMZ scoop. He told T.I. to roll over to the building where the rapper met with police and recorded a heartfelt video message, which cops then played for the man on the roof. We're told after the man saw T.I.'s video, he agreed to step off the ledge and meet T.I. in the lobby, where the two were able to talk things out. Sources have revealed to TMZ what T.I. said in the video message. He basically said, nothing is that bad. Nothing in life is worth taking your life. I'm here to help you. Please, come down to talk to me. And this is actually his conversation on, oh, that's the video. They got a video up too, man, if y'all want to see it. Incredible. This is the video. But anyway, here's his, this is right after the incident happened, and I'll just play a little snippet.
Yo, hey, man, like I was telling you before, off air, man, I don't know how you made it down here. And how you know, found it to get to the scene. And man, but the police are giving you, I don't know if they'll do that publicly, but I overheard them saying that you know, that video message that you sent to that individual had a lot to do with him realizing that he needs to come down.
Man, as I stated before, it had to be destined to happen because I'm shooting a video today, so I was headed to a video shoot and I heard this on the radio. So I was pulling out of my driveway and I'm just sitting there, call the station.
Right.
Call the station and I made my way down there and you know, I asked, you know, the negotiators and the policemen if I could be of any help, you know, and I was willing to do whatever I could to try and resolve this peacefully and favorably. And you know, they came up with the idea of sending a message and you know, Joshua, he believed in us enough, man, to take our word for it. And
so,
he stepped out on faith, you know, and I was down there and I spoke to him for a minute.
So in the video message that you sent, Tip, what did you say in that message? Because I know they took that up there and they showed it to the individual, to Joshua, now that we know his name, on the roof. What was your message to him?
I'm going to pause that particular question and let's hear what he had to tell the dude when he sent the video.
I had a Pentax for the lawn.
I bet.
Okay, this shit is crazy as hell. This nigga is taking pictures with fucking groupies right now inside the video. This is some crazy shit. All right, so that was basically after. Okay, bullshit. So let's get the answer. What did he actually say in the video to get the man to come down off the roof to meet him?
It's to him.
Hey, man, just that I was here, you know, that I was here and I was, you know, looking forward to meeting him. And no matter what's going on in life right now, man, it gets better. And I know that from experience.
Yeah, you actually, you said that to him, like, you know, you said, you know, I know. So, and then what did he say when you said, you know, I know?
He kind of shook his head and was kind of like, yeah, I do.
T.I. on the line with us right now. Officer Polite is in the studio with us here on the People Station B103 and Ryan Cameron Show with Rashawn Ali. Officer Polite, I got to ask you because we asked Tiff, what was it like from his side, but can you kind of speak to a person of his stature, of his celebrity, walking up and wanting to be involved in this? What were your thoughts or what was your team's thoughts on the effectiveness of somebody like a T.I. in trying to defuse this situation?
First of all, he didn't have to do it. He could have kept on about his business, going wherever he needed to do. So when we turned around and we saw that he was there and then he offered to help in any way, shape, or form,
right.
That raised our level of being able to help the young man. With a celebrity like himself or any others that stop and lend a hand like that, that does tremendous things because you never know who idolizes who,
right.
Or who may, you know, get the opportunity to see someone. So Mr. Harris was very, very genuine when he came to the police that were out there. He stood by, and we basically formed a plan. And we got that particular information to the young man up there. And once he came down, T.I. was right there when he came off the elevator, and he spoke with him about 4 or 5 minutes. And I believe that made a difference. We saw the guy. They were one-on-one. Right then and there, so it really made a big difference.
And those of you who are just joining us, T.I. on the line with us right now, Officer Polite from the Atlanta Police Department in the studio. Tip, I'm going to ask you what a lot of people are going to say when they hear this story, when they listen to the audio, because we live in a society of critics. We live in a society of people passing judgment. And I you know, I've known you a long time, so I feel like I can ask you this question. There are going to be some out there that say, well, this timing is quite impeccable that T.I. would do this, it could be something that he saw something in the game for his own situation, and that's going to be said. What do you, you know, think about what people have to say about anything that you do because you are under a microscope?
Well, I mean, I have been, for one, I'm not taking any credit. You know, I didn't do it. But I could have just as well came down there and it could have been resolved in another way.
Right.
You know, the fact of the matter is that you know, God put me in a position and put it in my spirit to be in the position to help and, you you know, I can't take any credit for that. You know, I didn't wake up this morning with the intentions of going down and helping hostage negotiators talk someone down off of a ledge. I don't think that could be in anyone's plan of action.
Right.
But I mean, you know, they have every right to be critical. But if not me, then who? You know, if not me, then who? If not now, then when? You know, I think that sometimes life has things happen certain ways for different reasons, and you know, most times human beings can't understand it. But it's not fit for us to understand. We just have to be here to observe it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't expect this to have any different impact on any of my circumstances at all. That's not, you know, that wasn't my motivation.
Right. Today you were a selfless individual. You came down and you were a man of your word, and you always have been. I've always told you that, man. You've always been a stand-up guy, and I appreciate that, brother.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, you know, I just want to thank the people. First and foremost, I want to thank the people of Atlanta and just the public, period, you know. And I know there were a lot of people who have supported me in the past, and all of those who have been let down by these circumstances, I want to give you my sincerest apologies and let you know
that I will make it up to you and make you proud in the future. I love you, T.I. I love you, T.I. Listen, real quick. Hey, if not me, then who? You know what I'm saying? If not now, then when? God damn it. Shit, T.I. talked that nigga off that goddamn building. How about that? You know? What's the name? Sex, Lies, and Crime basically is saying, listen, this shit was staged. It was staged. A lot of people are basically saying that it was staged. But, you know, let me say this, man. You know, T.I., if you don't fucking know a motherfucker, the most important thing you got to do is shut the fuck up in certain situations, all right? You got to shut the fuck up in certain situations. I've seen T.I., basically, a little boy ends up dying on Bankhead Highway, get hit by a truck on Bankhead Highway, and T.I. heard about it. And took care of the family's funeral. Young mother, too, lost a son. Heard about it. Devastated him. His whole camp got involved. And took care of the funeral arrangements. Paid for everything for the young mother. And also, not only did that, but he still stays in touch with the family to this day. So it's a little bit different. There's some real motherfuckers out here on the planet. It's just real motherfuckers always got to still go through real shit. Let me put that on record. You know, I mean, he a real nigga, and there ain't too many of you motherfuckers left on the goddamn planet, so we need to at least give some respect to all the real niggas that's still left on the planet today. Goddamn. And we already know if they don't fucking kill a real nigga, they defame a real nigga. That's one. He's one of us, you know. I mean, shit. If like you said, if not me, then who? If not now, then when? God damn it. So let me just put all that shit on record because, you know, I've actually seen them step in where where it ain't no publicity, ain't no fucking stunt, ain't no stage. The nigga don't get a fucking humanitarian award for none of that shit. You just hear some shit. You know, it's interesting, too, when you just hear some shit on the goddamn news, you know, you're going about your motherfucking day, but there's some real niggas that hear shit on the goddamn news or hear something that's going on, and they get involved. And let me just put that shit on record. All right? It's a little bit different. I don't know what fucking planet y'all come from. Y'all come from the planet we don't give a fuck, and that's all right to have, but goddamn it. But certain individuals are, you know, who I know, who y'all just hear about on fucking television and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got a whole bunch of goddamn shit to say, but nah, that's a real nigga. I've actually seen him, you know, it ain't just giving goddamn turkeys out on fucking Thursdays and shit. This nigga hear the news and that motherfucker come save the goddamn day for real. This is not the first time T.I. has saved a motherfucker day based on somebody else's circumstances that go on in Atlanta. And it's a whole bunch of fucking celebrities, politicians, preachers, and all that shit in the A. But I swear to you, out of everybody I motherfucking know, let that nigga hear the news. T.I. goddamn right there on the goddamn scene. I bullshit you not. This is not the first goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? And doing jail time for that nigga is nothing to him. So it ain't like, you know what I'm saying, the outcome is going to be in his favor because of his situation or because of what happened yesterday or because what he did and helped the family with the funeral arrangements and all that other shit. It's a little bit different, baby. The game done motherfucking changed. There's some real niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting that shit on record. I ain't finished with the goddamn news, though, but you know what I'm saying? May God bless you, T.I. All right. Moving right along, though. On the other side of town, Randy Jackson says Michael wouldn't want Oprah around his kids. Damn, Randy. Wouldn't want goddamn his kids around your ass either, nigga. Randy Jackson, the second youngest of the Jackson clan, was upset to find out that his parents, Joseph and Catherine Jackson, were being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey in the family home. He claims that Michael wouldn't have approved of the interview. Like all other people in 2010, Randy chose to vent his frustrations and anger in a series of posts on Twitter. Randy basically said, listen, I know everyone wants to know my position on the Oprah interview. No, we don't. We forgot your motherfucking ass was alive, nigga. He goes to say, first of all, let me say that I love my mother and my father. Why do you always start with the word love first? You know, you already know it's going to be some bullshit. I am humbly grateful to have them as my parents, but I don't always agree with the choices they make. This is one of those times. I found out Oprah was at my family home. My stomach ache still hasn't gone away. I had no prior knowledge this was going to happen. It was deliberately kept from me because they knew I would have tried to stop it. I know how Oprah feels about my brother and family. I also know that he would not have wanted this. In fact, she is the last person on earth he would want around his children. I can never forget when she had the show on pedophilia during the jury deliberation process in my brother's Santa Maria case. There was no coincidence. That was no coincidence. I know there are a lot of you out there upset and angry over this. I don't blame you. Can you imagine how I feel? I'm angry too. Let our anger be the fuel that ignites our desire for truth and keep us unified on the road to justice for Michael. I will continue to do my best with my family. All I need is your love and support. I will never give up. Who the fuck is Randy again? Who the fuck is this nigga? Nigga, ain't but two motherfuckers in your family, and that's goddamn Janet and goddamn Michael, and they one in the damn same. Who the fuck is this nigga? Can somebody tell me who the fuck this nigga is? Now, my last thing about the news, fuck Randy and all that bullshit and them two goddamn babies he didn't motherfucking give his sperm to. Fuck them motherfuckers, too. Damn all this bullshit. Another single accused Chris Stokes and Mark Houston of molestation. God damn it, Marcus. The fuck is you doing? Chris, he looks certainly like one, and he don't look right. That nigga Chris Stokes, that motherfucker look like something ain't right with him. In the light of a former BK member, Raz B, recent video accusing Marcus Houston and TUG, Tug, you see that shit, Tug Entertainment CEO Chris Stokes of being a pedophile, another artist associated with Stokes in Houston, has come forward claiming that he was molested while in their camp. Quindon Tarver had a brush with fame in 1996 after appearing in Boz, whoever the fuck, film adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. Tarver appeared in the movie as a member of a church choir, where he sang a popular rendition of Prince's When Doves Cry. And it's more to that. I'm not going to read all this stupid shit. But Nicole Bitchy did forward an email from Quentin where he addressed Razzby's latest video and had his own two cents about the behavior of Mark Houston and Chris Stokes. But he did say, I wanted to say a personal thank you for supporting me and my story. Chris Stokes is a predator and a manipulator. So is Marcus Houston, who is the ringleader in all of this. Yes, I have been forced to kiss Marcus Houston. Yes, I have been asked, when you masturbate, who do you think about in IMX? The list goes on and on. There are numerous members of various groups that were involved with Chris Stokes that were molested and touched in the wrong way. They are afraid of speaking out. Also, Michael Houston knew about this and did nothing. Michael Houston. I don't know why or what they were thinking when this was done to me and others, but I have been scared for life from it. I hate that I settled and didn't take it into court. But at the time, we were threatened with death, and I was afraid of my family as well as myself. He and Chris are still denying all of this. It's disgusting. But after all has been said and done, I'm fine. I'm blessed. God will get the last laugh as he knows what is true and what isn't. But once again, thank you for your support. God bless. And may heaven shine upon all you motherfuckers on the planet. It's basically the end of what he said. That's it. You know, I'm just in fucking. Yeah. And y'all wonder, and these motherfuckers is basically legalizing gay shit. What they fuck the government should have done in the beginning, or whoever the fuck y'all want to believe in today. What up, Ann24? How are you? What should have been done is they should have banned fucking gays, period. This is the problem now, because you don't fucking, your children are at stake. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers this shit. I don't understand that, man. Your babies are at stake and shit. You know, you don't know what the fuck is going on. Goddamn, this shit hit me every time I fucking think about shit like that. Make me want to fucking goddamn. Let me put one in the air. This is just fucking, this really hurts. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, Don Nicole Young got phobia with that shit, because it's shit like this. Whether it's true or not, but I know shit like this exists, and that shit have always existed. It ain't like it's brand new, but just the fact that the law, these sick-ass faggots on goddamn in Congress and Senate and in the goddamn warehouse, which ain't the White House, in a fucking warehouse, and all these sick-ass judges and shit, you know, co-signing on shit like this. So that's that. Don Corleone is done with the news, all right? Got some other shit for you. Hope it piss your fucking day off as much as this shit pissed my day off. 928, Babylon Dunn, how you doing, baby?
What's going on, Don? I'm just enjoying the show. Boy, you touched on a lot of stuff, man. I mean, it really just made me sad and hurt my heart to hear some of the things you said about these young men that are going through this whole thing in the search for fame. And they willing to sacrifice their bodies and soul, and now you got
man,
some.
Man, but who would have known that shit in 96? Was that, I mean, you know,
me,
a young child,
you know? Me, because you can check our website, check that when we was on News Atlanta. I was telling niggas that Chris Stokes and all them niggas was gay, and that all that dipset shit wasn't ever gay them. All that
dipset
shit,
man, be for real.
Niggas knew, but niggas was on the down low, so they weren't saying that. But they knew damn well that them boys was gay. And them boys ain't hard and no rappers and shit. You can look at them boys. Look at them boys. Razz B. Name one nigga you know on the street named Razz B. What's that mean? Raspberry ass or something?
Hell nah, nigga. You ain't supposed to make me laugh today. God damn it. This is goddamn get mad. Don't fucking smile Thursday. God damn it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But you just don't know. You know, I mean, you know, I never shared this with my listeners, man. I mean, this shit go way back. My brother, he's 10 years older than me. He passed when I was 15. He died of AIDS, you know. And you know, when I was carrying my daughter, Warrior, 10 years ago, you know, he started to contact me. He started to speak to me from whatever planet he's on now and shit. So, and certain things was disturbing. Mind you, you know, we're 10 years older. We're 10 years apart. You know what I'm saying, Babylon? So I don't really know my brother, because by the time I was born, he was 10. By the time I was 10, he was 20. You with me?
Yeah. All right. That's how it is.
All right. So, but he started to contact me while I was pregnant with my daughter Warrior. And I called my mom, you know, and I have writings that I wrote everything he would tell me, you know, in 99. And I called my mom, and I asked her, I need questions about my brother, because he won't let me rest. I need to know what the fuck really happened to him. And my mom told me, you know, this fucking white man took to my brother when he was maybe a teenager. All right? Y'all stay with me. And gave my brother a job cutting his grass. My brother later comes out and tell my mother that the dude, you know, was fucking him.
Damn.
The white man. And mind you, you know, I'm with child when my mom finally comes out and tell me this shit. And I had a fucking breakdown right then and there. And it's just a little too much of this sick shit on the fucking planet. Children are fucking vulnerable. Mothers are fucking gullible and not fucking even shit. Everybody believe that fucking teenagers should get a goddamn job, and they still to this fucking day. So you can imagine young boys who can sing and dance or maybe cut fucking grass or bag goddamn groceries. Or and girls, too. You never fucking know who the fuck you leaving your motherfucking children with in the name of fucking money, period. You know, in the name of, look at what the fuck they did to fucking Michael. They gave Michael Jackson nothing but fucking hormone pills and shit. Whole bunch of goddamn sick shit.
You know they're using not all done. I'm going to tell you what they're using now. That's tearing the children up. That's got them confused. And part of the reason why they in tune with that side of themselves, or as they call it, you know, the twin flames, the male and female side of oneself. I'm going to tell you one of the main things that's killing it, Don, is that these young mothers done allow these people to give their children a diagnosis of attention deficit disorder, and they giving them children all kind of shit to make them imbalanced, trying to balance out what ain't even a problem.
Right, and I'm going to tell you something else, though, that fuck grown men and little boys up that y'all don't fucking know, that fucking soy. That goddamn,
yeah.
Any soy product, that shit got a high concentrated shit of estrogen in it. Stay away from that soy product shit. Y'all
right.
Niggas trying to go health nuts and protein, not protein, what the fuck the word, these mother, organic and shit. Fuck around and go organic if you want to, nigga. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? That shit, yeah, I'm serious. That conscious community, everybody want to eat fucking right, niggas, and y'all turn out to be bitches eating all that soy shit. Stay away from that fucking soy shit. Niggas
yeah.
ain't got no business eating goddamn soy. That shit is nothing but fucking estrogen. So, I mean, they got their ways. They like, if shit, if a nigga don't want to be gay, I'll make them eat this goddamn burrito, motherfucker.
That's who I
you know? The shit is in the food now. The fuck?
This shit, it's so deep and it's so scary till it's like if you even talk about it, it makes the person sound crazy for even saying all the shit that's going on. If you was to run off and just tell the real truth about what the fuck going on with men, emasculation of men, effeminization of men, just women with all the jobs, just P. Diddy walking around in a fucking skirt, just every
it's
black
a,
man.
It's a kilt. And leave Diddy alone. It's a kilt. Scottish. It's a kilt.
I'm finna stop. I'm finna say it right now. I'm finna say it right now, I'm finna give you the definition of a skirt.
What about the fucking Masons, though? Them niggas wearing aprons and shit. If that ain't some faggot shit.
As long as that shit don't go below the knee, it's a apron. It's a covering. It's a kilt. But the minute it dropped below the knee, it's a skirt. It's for
well,
a
his knees were showing, okay?
Okay,
I saw Diddy knees when he was wearing that kilt.
But it's still though, even before the kilt, it's a move toward Jadon. I'm telling you now.
Say
it,
what?
It ain't no difference in man clothes and girl clothes. I can't even go buy a pair of fucking jeans. They sell a knee hip buzzer. What the fuck
say,
I look like?
Say what?
I can't go buy a pair of man jeans no more because all the jeans got the little short waist. And the little fucking hip.
Well, you know, Shotty, man, you know, y'all niggas got to stop wearing jeans anyway because it shortens your sperm count. You know what I'm saying? Dr. York mentioned that shit a long motherfucking time ago. Y'all niggas weren't supposed to wear jeans anyway. That shit fucking make you sterile. That jeans was created for them white boys.
They keeping me out of
them. As a matter of fact, I got to goddamn go to school and bring my son some trousers. That just reminded me. Thank you.
All
right. Some bullshit, some fucking slacks or some shit. That's right, goddamn. I got to fucking clean out my nigga closet before you fuck around and don't have no goddamn sperm count.
Well, that's what time it is, though. But we really do got to talk to the young men and the young women about what they're doing and what they're thinking in their heads about sexuality. Because right now the TV raising them, the beat.
The what?
I said the TV raising the children right now, and that's the beat. I said we really should talk to our children about what they thinking inside their head, what they feel about sex and sexuality. We got to get our children back.
Well, I know I talk to mine, and mine straight, goddammit. I don't play that shit. Even when I used to goddamn take my children to see their daddy and pick their ass up, especially my son and my daughter, too, I'd be like, anybody been fucking with you? Anybody been touching your dick? Anybody been fucking with you, little nigga? I my son, that shit when he was 3 years old, goddammit. That's how fucking fearful I am of this shit. You know, my nigga know. Shit, my son and my daughters don't play that shit. I don't give a fuck where they at. They at my mama house and I'm picking their ass. Anybody been fucking with you? Anybody touch your dick? Anybody touch you, girl? You fucking tell me now. Anybody fuck, I swear I'll blow this whole motherfucking world up.
Yeah.
You know, I'd ask mine, shit. I don't give a fuck if they just got back from goddamn cheerleading practice. Anybody touch you on your ass? I don't play that shit. 2020 love said, Don Funny. My mom used to do that shit. That's what's up. I bet you ain't been touched either. I bet
right.
You ain't been touched. My mom never fucking asked me shit. But she'll pick my motherfucking ass up from her friend's house. She ain't never. Anybody been fucking with you? She already must have fucking knew.
And tell the parents, too, though, the parents cannot be their children's friend.
Why you say that?
You either a parent or you ain't nothing in a child's
life. What the fuck is a parent? I mean, shit, who made up that word?
Okay, well,
a parent, transparent, imparent, and parent.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck they got to do with you being, you know, the creator and the maker of a goddamn human being?
But
you're God.
Saying,
you're a creator.
You
ain't a fucking parent.
I feel what you're talking about on the esoteric level, but I'm talking about on the real level. Call it what we want to call it. If a parent
okay.
If the person
what do you mean not friends? Because my children and I are friends.
Yeah, and on a high level, everybody should be friends. That's what I'm saying. I'm just talking about just straight up real talk. Just straight up saying it. That if you approach the thing where you compromising with your child. See, one thing about being God and being a God in the child life is God don't make compromises. That's why Nimrod hated Talmud them because them niggas repenting and shit and having bad emotions about creating humans. No, this your children ain't your children. They like giving forth of itself. And you have to accept them that way. They like giving forth of itself.
They like,
you know,
giving forth?
Life. Mm-hmm. Life. L-I-F-E. Giving forth of itself. Life.
Okay.
Giving forth of itself. And, you know, that's sort of like what Khalil Gibran teach, you know, that we
right.
owe forth. You know,
yeah, so, and he said your children are not your children. They come through you and not from you. They are the sons and daughters of tomorrow.
That's
or
right.
a place that you'll never be able to get to or some old shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right. I think that parents should, I mean, that they're human, that people who, you know, is mothers and fathers, I think they should stop, in a sense, trying to motherfucking say all the goddamn time, I'm your mama and I'm your goddamn daddy. Like, that's supposed to do some shit to a fucking child. A child already know that you they goddamn parent. Stop saying that goddamn shit. That shit get on my motherfucking nerves. My daddy still say that shit to me. You know I'm your daddy, right? Nigga, I don't fucking know that shit. We ain't been to Mari, motherfucker. Stop, ass, stop saying that shit. That shit get on my fucking nerves.
I could see that.
You know what I'm saying? I hate to hear parents say, you know that I'm your mama. I'm your daddy. Right, nigga,
like,
shut the fuck up. When did
like
I forget that? Huh?
I said it like having seniority on the job or some shit.
Exactly, and
me,
I don't like
that.
That's why children, that's why it's hard for children to communicate with these motherfucking adults that they call their mama and their daddy, because fucking parents need to learn to shut the fuck up some goddamn time. That's all, that's my shit. Mamas and daddies need to learn to shut the fuck up sometime and let that baby tell you what the fuck they're feeling. Let them tell you what they feeling. This is why they go out and try to find a motherfucker to talk to, and this is what happens, because the motherfuckers they talk to, they're either fucked up mentally, belong in a goddamn gang, or an adult that want to fuck your child any goddamn way.
That's right.
You know, this shit is fucked up, you know? I mean, shit, that shit pisses me off, man. Like, let your fucking daughter or your son tell you how the fuck they feel. Let them express, because in a minute they will shut off from you. By the time a child hit about 14, 15 years old, it's over. They ain't talking to you. They ain't got shit to fucking say to you. And then you're like, I don't know why the fuck my son or my daughter don't respect me. I don't know why the fuck they doing this, that, and the goddamn thing. I don't know what I'm going to do with my daughter. I don't know what I'm going to do. Nigga, you should have shut your fucking ass up and had a real life conversation with your motherfucking child. This is real goddamn life. You don't play real life outside your motherfucking house and come home and think it's a goddamn fairy tale.
That's right. I agree, Donna. I agree. I think that the parents just got to be more disciplinary and more teacher-like than they are more like, okay, let's make a deal. You go to the movie. Okay, I give you some money. Okay, we'll do this. Okay, if you be good in school. Hell no, my parents didn't do that. Ain't no compromise. If you don't be good in school, your ass just ain't good in school, and your ass probably going to wind up in jail somewhere, and they ain't coming to get your dumb ass out. That's what's going to happen. Or your ass going to run the street and get shot down somewhere. And from knowing that, I knew what I had to do in order to make my shit right. But all that babying along and walking and holding hands and pretending to be a mom and a dad or a friend or even a parent, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that shit, fake as hell.
It's fake as a motherfucker, but all I got to goddamn say is goddamn mamas and daddies listen to this goddamn show with a goddamn ego complex over your child. You better drop that shit now, because the only motherfucker you need to really sit down and express yourself to and let express back to you is your fucking children, period. Fuck your friend. Fuck your goddamn best friend. Fuck all the motherfuckers out there. Goddamn it, express your feelings in your home and let your goddamn children do it. If you will sit there and let your friend fucking tell you how the fuck they feel, then let your goddamn children do the same goddamn thing and shut the fuck up and agree with them.
That's right.
Because they don't know, man, like parents are the only, like adults are the only motherfuckers that have a hard time. Bullshit. You ain't the only motherfucking one that have hard times is going through shit. Your baby going through shit. And the worst thing that children go through at a very young age, like in elementary, starting in elementary, is that they start to fucking find out that they mama or they daddy ain't shit.
Now, that's the truth, Don. I agree
they,
with that.
They wait. They be like, I don't like my fucking mama. I don't like my... I can't believe this motherfucker won't even talk to me. I'm always fucking guilty. You know? That shit be like... You know,
right.
that's that shit that get on my fucking nerves. So I think it's important. I mean, why be a friend to a motherfucker that's going to be your foe anyway instead of being a friend to your fucking goddamn baby?
agree.
You know, them motherfuckers out in the street don't give a fuck about your goddamn house. I don't give a fuck if y'all niggas grew up, been in this bitch 34 years strong. But it's your goddamn babies that's calling out for some goddamn communication.
I give these niggas a clue, though. If you ask an AEO or the ancient Mr. Ottoman Chesedek, pull out your fucking scrolls and read them
ain't
to your children.
Ain't nobody got that shit on this motherfucker.
that's for your children. That's for your children. Read that to your children. Don't try to impress no grown-ups with the knowledge.
I agree with that.
Imprint these Egyptian deities in your children's mind. Imprint what you done learned and all the things that you can't practice, the breathing and the meditation and all that. Imprint all that in your child's mind and watch who grow up.
I'm going to have to second cosign on that and add to it, goddammit. And show your goddamn children the images in your goddamn photo album of your great-great-great-great-greats and shit.
That's right.
How about that? Implant those images in their fucking head. Shit.
And then we'll be working with something. We'll be working with something that somebody thinking on their own.
I don't force nothing on my babies though. You know what I'm saying? I don't force nothing. I don't force, you know, Dr. York on them. I don't force shit on my goddamn. So I don't even force them motherfuckers to eat when I cook. Some
That's
of these
right.
goddamn parents force their fucking babies to eat when they cook. If they ain't fucking hungry, they ain't gonna eat the cake, Ike. Leave them alone. Leave them the fuck alone. You know, I'm telling you, my daddy used to force our ass to eat. And your mama cooked this goddamn meal. Sit your ass down and eat this shit. You know, that's why we have a problem now with goddamn overeating and shit, forcing ourselves to fucking eat. I mean, goddamn it, I just don't like the way, you know, adults rule over their children. I don't fucking like it. I disagree with that shit. I totally disagree with it. Greg, you on the line, baby. How you doing? You on the line,
hey.
Babylon Don.
How you doing today, Don?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I couldn't ask for anything less. I was at this place the other day, and I was hearing these guys, you know, they was applying for some jobs, and the one guy told the guy, he said, hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. There's one group of people that you don't want to work for. And I said, who's that? He said, a Mexican. He said, a Mexican can work 8 hours without taking a piss. You don't want to fuck with them people when it comes to these jobs. They the only group of people around here that can lay a roof. And you know how hard laying a roof is in an hour. And they the worst ones to fuck with when it comes to that.
Greg, I ain't never heard you say fuck that many times, baby. You are now officially indoctrinated. You are an honorary member of the Don DeColeon Show.
That's how I became a member, Greg. Don't worry about it.
What did you say, Don? That's how you became a member?
That's how I became a member.
Well, she's Don done indoctrinated me, you know, but you know, I do have a little sense of humor some of the time. I wouldn't have said it if I thought it was a wholly bad joke, but, you know, we need some type of work ethic, some type of appreciation, and sometimes when you're getting out there in the world, you got to compete to win. That's what business is all about, but, you know. When people
yeah, now you're talking business now, Greg,
yeah.
And that's another level now.
Well, I
you,
can talk
you, you're talking my language.
Well, that is my first language because I tell people all the time, they want to know what can they do to make some money. Remember, whatever you do, if ain't nothing being sold, ain't no money being made. And we don't need a lot of times, then I'm going to leave it alone because I know that wasn't the contents of the show. I liked it. What was going
oh,
on
I don't
the
even have a topic. Shit, we just
oh.
building.
Well, a lot of times people say, well, everybody says something's free. What can I do? Ain't nothing free out there to start no business. But I tell you, it is. It's a lot of things that's free. We just so misguided that we miss what is free. But a smile is the best-selling product in the world, and it's free. If you put a smile on your face and take God as your business partner, whoever God may be to you may be different to me. You may believe that that tree out there blowing in the wind has some sense of your God, but that may be what you believe. But if you take him as your business partner, with that smile on your face, you're going to win.
That's true with that. Babylon, you want to add to that? That's true.
You know, positivity only going to grow even more positivity. So, you know, it's just like he just giving some real straightforward knowledge. I agree with that, that if you got a smile on your face, then that's proving that your attitude and your mind right and that you're not affected by the things that's happening in this world. And when he say God, I consider that as being just having knowledge of the universe and all and yourself and your well-being and your way of life. And in control of your willpower.
So, Greg, are you a Christian?
Well, like I've said before, I don't subscribe to any organized religion. I have many different personal beliefs and views, but I don't think that they all. I think that they are somewhat broken up and spread up and divided among the different people to the point where they become a ball of confusion. But I don't subscribe to organized religion.
Okay, but you do believe in God.
I do believe that there's something much greater than I myself.
Me too. Me too, baby.
When I lay on my back at night and fall into a, I try not to go unconscious, but, you know, there's times when people that knocked on the door, rung this phone, I ain't heard them. So I do sometimes go into a state beyond my own control. And wake
right.
up, and I know that it was something more powerful than me that woke me, that created me. And I believe that we all are recyclable, whether it's that bomb getting them cans out the alley or people turning it back to newspaper or when I die, turn back to dust. It's all a form of recycling and recreation.
I can tell you this, Greg. The things you said are true, and you should seek the answers to those questions because as you speak, it's actual answers, definite ways of knowing where you at when you go into that unconscious state. It's definite
That's
ways
right.
of knowing whether or not God exists and who God is and whether or not there is a higher power and being in tune and in touch with that higher power. It's ways in order to comprehend those things, and they can't be comprehended through psychology books and things like that. You have to go through the school that of Dr. York, period.
Well,
and
know,
if you
really like,
take that journey, then you can find out some things about what you see and what you're looking at. You can know the reality of those things instead of just experiencing.
Speaking of that, Greg, did you hear about some shit that was in the sky in New York? Did you see that news?
No, that type of stuff. And since you awoke me and alerted me to that, see what you did when you introduced the aliens to me. It's not that I'm just. Do you want me to tell you the truth, or do you want me to tell you a lie?
Hey, I didn't introduce that shit to you, man. Hollywood did. The Bible did.
Well,
y'all just call it angels.
Hey, I didn't believe in it. To one day I said, well, let me check out this old research Don Corleone is talking about. Let me see the science behind this stuff. And in the end, I must confess that I do believe in that, too. But, it took me a lifetime. It took me a lifetime, you know. But, yeah.
They got something that happened yesterday in New York. And it was some shit in the sky, and everybody was looking up.
Okay, Don Corleone, wait, Don Corleone, I got to interrupt you. Guess who just came to my door?
The Mormons.
I should open the door and talk to him while I'm on the phone, but I'm going to let him ride this time. Go ahead,
they're going to leave them goddamn undercover CIA agents out your motherfucking house. Why the Mormons always come to the nigger neighborhood anyway? They never be in their fucking, they never go to their own shit.
Because they're enforcing the spell. That's just period. You know, they trying to sell that shit that we cursed and that they the gods and they the people of Nephi, the fallen angels that you were talking about, the Nephilim, and they want us to believe that.
So, but in New York, though, they it was yesterday. The shit was up yesterday. I think it was hit CNN or probably some news station in New York. And the news media actually got down there to where everybody was looking up at and caught the footage of it as well, or whatever the fuck that shit. They said they called airspace control and shit, and they was like, well, it ain't one of ours, some old shit. You know, we don't know what it is. Some old shit they told the motherfuckers.
But
it was shit in the sky. I actually saw it, you know. But
but making a statement that it wasn't one of theirs, what did they do about it? Did they go get it?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just watched the 30-second video footage of that shit.
Well, why did they let it get away?
Oh, I have no idea the outcome of that. We need somebody in New York who knows, because I don't know. I don't know, but you know, I mean, you had you know how the shit ended, Babylon Dawn. It was one bystander that saw it, and the news reporter, he was putting the mic up to everybody that was walking by looking at it. And the last thing the last one they interviewed, and he was like, "What you think that is?" She said, "I don't know what it is, but I hope it's the mothership, a white woman."
Yeah, so
said that shit.
Did they give a description, though? Like, where
I saw it. It looks, I can't really, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm looking at it from, you know what I'm saying, a camera's eye and then through the computer. But, you know, it just looks like something white, you know, and it's just standing still. And it was a few more of them in the sky, too, but, you know. So they only zoomed in on one of them. But it just looked like a little cloud, but it was moving, and then it just started standing still, you know.
Like I said before, I can't confirm nothing that they seeing, but one have to admit though that it's the right timing for them to be seeing what they say they see.
Now you said Project Bluebeam. I mean, I personally think is that they really, you know, they getting the public ready, you know, the general public such as Greg and everybody else who feels that, you know. Ain't no such thing as little green men. You know, I think they get motherfuckers ready. But interesting enough, man, I don't know. I'm done. I'm done with that alien shit. I told y'all how I felt the other day. You know, I'm not going to make something outside of the planet Earth a religion, because just 2 weeks ago I was waiting on them motherfuckers like Christians waiting on Jesus. And I'm not even going to fall victim to that shit.
Yeah, and then the main thing, I look at it like this, Don. If they have attacked us or were about to attack us, then it would happen before the news break the news. All hell would break loose before we would even know what was happening. So all that sensational news stuff and all that's going on is just a bunch of way to steal information and keep the people feeling inferior towards the beings of the government. But it would happen like a war. If they going to bomb this nation, the news couldn't catch the story quick enough. So don't worry about it.
I don't think the threat is with the aliens. The threat is with the aliens that's already on this motherfucker that runs
that's
the
right.
world.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the motherfuckers in them suits.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The world leaders and shit. That's the ones you should suit up for.
Yeah,
them the motherfuckers that's gonna stage a whole bunch of shit. They had nuclear bombs, you know, whether it was, you know, in the World War II, after World War II or not. But if they had and they got that shit today, you know, them motherfuckers ain't trying to shoot that shit off the planet. They trying to use them fucking bombs on the planet.
And, you know, it's amazing, Don, that most of the world right here on Earth, the most intelligent nations don't even use the type of equipment that law enforcement in the United States carry and shoot at people and pursue people with. So why do you have to be intelligent to have a whole bunch of unnecessary murderous weapons? So the most of the world don't even project that image. So why should other creatures have that same type of mentality? Because the U.S. have that type of mentality.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Powell said in China, October the 3rd, 2010, first sighting of a huge UFO in China. And it's the link in the chat room. Y'all go check that out if y'all like it. You put a link in the chat room so you can actually see it. For yourself.
Yeah. Well, speaking on China, did you hear about all those soldiers that the Koreans had out, that the foot soldiers that they had out marching?
Black Rose said, "I'm not buying into this rubbish." Okay, go ahead. Say what?
I said, did you see the news clip about the North Koreans? Somebody was telling me about it, about the North Koreans and about how they was marching and how they had, like, so many thousands or hundreds of thousands of soldiers out there marching or whatever.
Hell no.
Yeah, the Koreans, the North Koreans getting ready.
What they getting ready for, Babylon?
They getting ready for Revelations 9:16, when it say, and when added up, those who were mounted on horses was 200 million foot soldiers and tanks. And I, John, saw as evidence along heard the number of them. These are the soldiers of the Edomite army ready to kill.
Oh, shit, the Edomites are them motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right. So you're right when you say be suited up for these ones that's on earth that's in power, because these the ones that's going to cause all the bloodshed. All the stars and shit that you hear dropping in Revelation, them bombs.
Incredible.
So that's you're right. It is.
So Greg, Greg, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, Greg. The Edomites are the little Chinese Hindu. The Chinese, Japanese, all them little motherfuckers.
Hey, but see, John, this is what I'm saying though, and this is something I wanted to talk to you about. Now, some people think I be bullshitting when I be quoting the Bible and quoting the Revelation, but this is the real truth. I mean, look at John. John, this 2,000-some years ago now, and this man say for 5 months after this star falls, for 5 months, man going to be like scorpion stung. Nuclear fallout is 5 months right now. How would he know that it's 5 months? For 5 months, man going to be that way.
So how will who know?
How the hell John know 2,000 years ago that nuclear fallout radiation is 5 months?
Yeah, you're right. And hell, we just got cell phones 10 years ago.
Yeah, how the hell he know?
I mean, who told him
it'll be 5 months?
Yeah, you're right.
Revelation is 5 months. How the hell he know? So when you look at the numbers and you look at what the Revelation is saying and what taking place, is undeniable. You got the greatest scholars in the world admit the mothership and, you know, something's going to happen, and you got the Mayans, everybody calendar 2012, you know, everybody on the clock. So, I mean, no matter which religion or way of life or whatever the fuck they follow, they still understand that things happen at a certain time. And if you got a planetary ship like Nibiru outside the solar system or coming into the solar system, obviously, if it's coming in, some shit got to move.
Moel says that their plans is to put on a spectacular light show on off the seat during the 2012 Olympics and have been given a go-ahead to call the Speed of Light Project. We'll bring a large moving light show to the city attraction. I can't find that shit. To the city attraction every night for 3 weeks during the London Olympics. The lights will be powered by hundreds of volunteers moving around various routes on foot, on bicycle, and in wheelchairs with different color beams produced depending on their speed, is what Poel just mentioned in the chat room as far as London is concerned. The Speed of Light Project, that's what's up. They're here.
Yep.
I don't know, man. My thing is this. Whether they are here or not, thank you, sweetheart. Whether they are here or not, here's where I'm at right now, Babylon. Don't bite my head off, okay?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn about that shit. And the only reason why I say that, because, you know, every time there is, like Greg said, you know, something mentioned on the news and shit, it really fucks with my emotions. Because I'm like, yeah, they coming today. They coming to get my ass. So I'm tired of that shit. That's like going to church every Sunday and the preacher telling you Jesus will be here in 2 minutes and the motherfucker still ain't got here. So I'm just really fucking, I'm really tired of the sensationalism of UFOs right now. I'm fucking sick of it. I don't give a fuck if fucking Obama come out with a statement goddamn in the next hour saying they are fucking here, my fellow Americans. I'm going to say kiss my ass, nigga. I'm not going to fuck with them, man. I just, because remember the whole thing, now let's talk, you talked about Revelations, shit, fuck, in the book of Matthew, if it was possible, they would fool the elite. So anything on this planet, you know, that is going on, it's a possibility that their job is to fool the elite, Not the ones that are easily fooled. Them ain't the ones they're trying to deceive. They're trying to deceive the elite. So I'm not falling for this shit.
And I agree with everything you said, Don. Let's add one thing, though. Just like it's those who don't fall for the thing, not falling for it and not knowing is two different things. Just because you don't fall for it don't mean you know. And so what we're doing is making people know, because knowing is knowing the truth, and knowing the truth is where breed or make freedom or make a person able to free their own mind. Because it's a lot of illusions coming up. That's why your show to me and what you're doing is so important, because you touch on subjects that allow us to talk about real things and real topics, and it brings up things where we could break illusions and break spells for people that haven't reached the point where you're at and are not afraid. That's the only thing you're saying to me, is that you don't fear. You ain't got no fear. You ain't afraid. It ain't
in
your hands.
I don't give a fuck what's going on the planet anymore. I done got so fucking numb to this shit. I don't give a damn what the news report. I mean, I'm for real. I done got numb.
You know who they fear? They fear you. They fear the person, and they fear the day that the people no longer fear what they can do, and they no longer fear death or what.
I know. And remember, Dr. York said that they was going to fake a landing, a UFO landing. So, you know, this is all, you know, this is all part of this shit. So, and you know that NASA has spaceships. They have fucking crafts and shit. They have that. They got goddamn spaceships and shit.
So that's what I mean by time.
They got little flying saucers.
Dr. York predicted
and bowls
that they would do a phone in one, and they going to do a phone.
Yeah, that's why I'm not giving any of this shit. And it looks like that's what they're getting ready for, because if they're coming out with back-to-back-to-back-to-back news media on UFOs now, after they done fucking finally released a press conference that they did 20 fucking years ago, like I was supposed to believe that shit happened yesterday. You know, they're getting ready for it. Shit, they're getting ready to stage a motherfucking fake-ass Independence Day.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to stage that shit like they staged 9/11, like they staged goddamn Hurricane Katrina shit, like they staged the fucking war in Iraq, like they staged the war in Afghanistan, like they staged shit.
9/11.
And they trying to breed a human and a chimpanzee together and shit. Make them look like an alien. That's what the fuck they breeding right now.
That's right.
You know, going to goddamn now. I got motherfuckers in NASA
send me emails
telling me, Don, this is not for you. Remember that, all right?
Hey, Don, listen.
And for the most motherfuckers on your show and around the fucking world, we about to goddamn get these motherfuckers.
You just said that they breed aliens with apes. Now, who
human with an ape, so they can
look like
an alien. They bring that shit right now. So it looks like the motherfucker might be full grown, because if they keep staging this shit right now, it's more on this UFO shit that's hitting the news media, not YouTube, motherfuckers. I just want to let everybody know it ain't hitting YouTube. It's when you turn on your 5 o'clock goddamn news, that shit is on that motherfucker. So you know something is going on. So you know they get ready. You know, the media is the easiest motherfuckers to be led astray, because it's called yellow journalism. They don't give a fuck if the shit is true or not. They believe it. They just gonna put that shit out there.
Let me tell you something, Don. We are the Anunnaki, correct? So when you say, oh, are we these beings? We the same beings. We living in the past. So let me explain this, though. When you say that they breeded human beings with apes, you know that already happened before, right?
That's gonna be your alien that's gonna come out of that little American spaceship they got. I'm telling you, you'll see.
That's exactly what the Anunnaki did before, though. What I'm telling you is that all this cloning, all this reproduction,
I know that. But the point I'm saying is that they're getting ready to stage what people would believe. A fucking alien invasion. You see?
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? They're getting ready to stage that, because You got to watch the scene of the movie. If we put ourselves in the cinema right now, and we're watching this shit on the big screen, the United States citizens, and I play a part in it, you play a part in it, but we don't know we in the fucking movie, and neither does the niggas listening in to the show and shit, but we in the fucking movie theater watching this shit. What do you expect to see happen next when you're watching a movie, the media comes up, the press things makes this conversation about they disarmed their nuclear weapons. Shortly after that, the news media, CNN, says something else happened. Shortly after that, so you know you're watching an alien movie, yes or no?
Absolutely.
You know you're watching something, you know, so you already know what they're planning to do because they've already shown you their moves. We saw it when we was watching, a lot of these goddamn movies, 2012. The media kept popping up on the goddamn television and shit.
Yeah.
In the movie. You know, it's just certain things that they always, they it's just, man, this shit ain't fucking real. Y'all believe this fucking world is real, you're going to lose your goddamn mind. All this shit is fucking staged.
Absolutely. It's the
That's all I got to goddamn say. It's just fucking staged shit. You know, I mean, you already know that. I personally think that them fucking beings from another planet is not going to do any fucking thing. They ain't going to land a spaceship here in this motherfucker. They ain't going to get out of their goddamn spaceship with zap guns or just live amongst us and get a job like the rest of you motherfuckers here on this planet. And they ain't fucking with us like that. It's these fucking humans that are fucking with you.
See, that's
and then you got the hybrids, Babylon. You got them hybrids and shit. You got all types of, you got a whole bunch of fucking bullshit, you know?
Okay, let's talk about this. You talked about the hologram one time, and we discussed that a little bit. Let's discuss this. You know that it's beings that already trying to create what's called a pituitary gland, and the Pachutar, the white man, the pale man, the devil, then already put these things inside themselves, and they're able to register things faster than the average human and do a lot more things than the average human can do mentally, you know, as far as calculating and doing things. So when these people run into these people with these chips in them, they're going to assume they aliens are multi-talented because of these chips that they've implanted in them. So
hey.
it's really not gonna be no real alien type shit that people want to see. Like, the first of all, you know, even in the Book of Revelation,
all I'm saying is believe that shit if you want to. Believe anything the government fucking said. Believe that y'all voted Obama in this bitch. Believe every fucking thing on this goddamn planet if you want to. Fall for it if you want to. That's all I'm saying from everything. From every goddamn, believe that you are buying organically grown food if you want to. Believe that shit too. You know, I'm
That's
just saying,
right.
Y'all goddamn keep believing that shit. They got something for you, for your mind, regardless. If you say you're done with one thing, they got something else for you to go to. They ain't giving you no, you think they give a fuck about how safe they want you to eat properly or you know what I'm saying, know everything, what the fuck is going on with the government and shit. Believe that shit if you want to. These motherfuckers got some shit that they won't even fucking tell you exists.
Listen, Don, I went to the co-op, an organic store, and I went there and bought some hemp protein plus fiber. I get home, I look at everything. I'm reading all the ingredients, and then I look at the date, and the shit outdated. It's spoiled. So you niggas ain't going to know what the hell they buying is what I'm getting to. I'm agreeing
with
you.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll give a damn about what they sell. And they'll change the dates on products. Man, only
all day long.
Is save yourself. If you
yeah,
going,
so yeah,
you
believe
know.
That shit. If you read the ingredients if you like, it ain't going to mean a goddamn thing. That's
if
all I'm saying.
Don't
it ain't going to mean a shit. I'll give two hoops and shits about this guy, about the beings on the planet Earth, the government, or the motherfucker, or my neighbor. I mean, the reality of it is that you just can't, you know, you fall for that shit if you want. You fall for them 33 motherfucking chili niggas in the goddamn mines. Fall for that shit, too, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, when I first read that goddamn story, I said, something ain't right with this shit. This shit ain't, it felt like I heard this shit before. You know, don't it feel like everything is deja vu with the fucking news and what's going on around the world? Wasn't the oil spill deja vu to y'all niggas? Come on now.
Shit, you know, ain't no, well, we ain't gonna get into that, but I say this. Now, I don't like that word deja vu.
It just feel like you done heard it before. You know, this shit feel like the shit, I mean, come on. Didn't Michael Jackson die in the 80s? Didn't a nigga die again? Get the fuck out of here. Well, I done heard this shit too many times.
That's right. It's called Wag the Dog.
Wag the goddamn dog.
Yeah, it ain't.
Exactly.
It's called Wag the Dog. It ain't even deja vu. It's just a matter of, I try to show people the system. Like, for instance, now, you might not even remember this cracker. Her name, Mia Farrow.
Yeah,
now,
I remember her.
Okay, they got a movie called The Omen out. Omen. She in it. She nursing the baby, the Omen. She the nanny for the Omen.
Is the movie out now? They coming out with another Devil's Child movie?
No, this is an older movie, I guess. I don't know. I just still have to see
it. Oh, okay, the old movie.
Not the old one. Not the real old one now. I'm talking about just a new movie. It's a brand new remake of the Omen. It's a remake of the Omen. So anyway, I got the video. I'll give you the specs on it. But so you watch the remake of the Omen, Mia Farrow right now. You watch the old Rosemary Baby, Mia Farrow right now. You see the date that the child born is June 6, 1966. You see that the same lady being cast in the same kind of movie. And there's several other movies she done played in. I want to say The Devil's Advocate, because she had a role in that in some kind of way, something. But these people. Now listen, now watch this now. The Dakota House is on the 72nd Street in New York. It's on
72nd. And you know there's a Chinese bitch that owns it, right?
Okay, so I can agree with that. So it's, you know, 72 is 6 feet deep. 72 inches is 6 feet deep. So this is the beat number. Now, they done made all these movies where the beast born in this place, and they continue to make movies that are like The Devil's Advocate Modern Day, like I said, the new Omen movie, and, you know, they just continuously showing this, that this child being born, that these beings being born, that these reptilians, that these type of children, that these type of entities are just disagreeable people, these type of people that want to do things to you and change the way you live, and this Antichrist, this being is going to be born. This being is going to be born. And every time at the end of the movie, this being always wins. It's always an inkling of him still living. He don't never die. He always going to be there. He always there. And you don't think we living with that motherfucker right now, son? I mean, since June 6, 1966?
They keep putting out the same shit, you know it exists. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know it exists if they keep putting out the same shit. Or whatever. I told you how I feel right now, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My job is to protect my children on this motherfucking planet, and don't fall for no bullshit right now. I'm getting old. I'm getting old to keep falling for bullshit.
You ain't getting old. You don't get old.
You know what I'm saying? I just can't keep falling for this bullshit. You know? I mean, you know, just with everything. There is motherfuckers exist outside the planet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is some shit you can motherfucking grow your own and shit. But I don't give, it's just too fucking much. It's too much sensationalism. You know what I'm saying? Then they got all your goddamn preachers and shit locked the fuck up for fucking boys. That's too much. You know what I mean? It's just too much sensationalism to me. You know, I ain't got time for this shit. I'm a grown-ass woman now. I don't live in la-la land. And right now, the media will put your ass in la-la land. If it ain't the media, it's some motherfucking black goddamn cultural goddamn mindset of an organization and shit. You know, honestly, the Moors on this motherfucker that's in America, from the Moorish temple to the Moors, they do got their shit together. They do know the law. But them motherfuckers don't give a fuck about what the fuck you know as a nigga. So that shit, you know what I'm saying? So you're going, and at the end of the day, these motherfuckers, they got a trap set up for you. It, no matter where your mind is at, if your mind is on sovereignty, they got a sovereign trap for your ass. If your mind is on growing your own food, they got a goddamn growing your own food trap for your ass. If your mind is on leaving America and going to your motherland, they got a goddamn Leave America Motherland trap set for your ass. You know what I'm saying? They got, if your mind is on some spaceship is going to come fucking save you, they got a fucking spaceship that's going to save your ass trap for your ass. I mean, they got all this shit set up. If you believe that one of your icons done died, they got a goddamn, you believe one of the icons done died, trap set for your ass. If you believe, goddamn, I mean, these motherfuckers, it don't matter where the fuck your mind is at, they already got your ass under that belief. You get out of one fucking spell and get into another fucking spell.
And I got one word to describe everything you just said, and I've been thinking about that a long time, and I tried to think of the one word that could describe it, and it's called assimilation. It's the matrix. They're able to assimilate anything we do or think of into their plans and simply absorb the fucking blow and keep rolling no matter how many motherfuckers die. It's called a contingency plan. So when they have things like that, like the brother said yesterday, he said, knowledge has to be solution-oriented. See, now they think we be bullshitting, the master teacher be bullshitting when he say, nah, don't go into a solution because a solution is just like sugar and water. It becomes a solution. You get solutions become sticky. You can think in solutions. So solutions are not the answer. You see? So then what's the next thing? Then you say, well, then we have formulas. Now we make the moves in the right direction. If you have a formula to the problem or to the issue or to the question.
Or what if there was no such thing as a fucking problem and they made you motherfucking believe that there was and got your ass wasting time on trying to solve some shit that don't exist? How about that?
That's a fucking problem. That's a fucking problem.
I solve all motherfucking problems by saying that shit does not exist. Even in my real life, even in my personal life, when some shit come up, I say that shit don't fucking exist.
You're a real Elohim. You got to protect.
I motherfucker, goddamn, I don't give a damn if I got one problem plus another problem. That shit does not equal two problems for me. That shit equals zero. I ain't got none. The answer is zero.
And you have excellent psychic self-defense.
I'm just saying shit. You are not. You ain't even finna get me to believe that my shit is fucking real. Fuck that. You ain't finna get me to believe that I got to fucking pay a goddamn bill. Fuck you. Fuck all you motherfuckers. You ain't not finna get me to believe a goddamn thing.
Boy, they gonna be scared of you and your children. And I'm breeding those type too. Because that's my attitude too. People that
answer is goddamn zero. That's the answer, y'all. Zero. That election, you motherfuckers believe in voting and shit. God damn it, put zero on the motherfucking ballot. How about that? Because they already got who the fuck they want. Goddamn, in office, they already fucking, they goddamn 10 years ahead of you motherfuckers. That's the only goddamn thing humans don't know. They don't fucking get that shit. They 10 years ahead of you motherfuckers. They already got the next president. They already got the next drug that y'all ain't heard about yet, that y'all gonna believe in. They got all this shit. They're gonna fucking create a problem in your body that don't exist, so you can go out and buy that bullshit they created. Watch, you'll see.
That's right. I agree. That's crazy though. That's crazy. So that's still being broke though. I mean, if people follow suit and understand what you're really saying, they could save themselves a lot of hardship. Worry only lead to death. That nothing can be gained from worry. Be it worrying about the past, worrying about the future, or worrying about the present, for they don't.
Worrying, just believing everybody else worries and shit. Like when they said the fucking economic system, we in a depression or a recession. Y'all believe that lie? All right, 860-367, calling you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what up, Don? This is Satap Tahuti. What's up?
Tahuti, what's good with you, baby?
Hey, what's good? I heard you blowing it up yesterday, putting it on fire. What's going on?
Heard that shit? Brian Ogilvie and Elohim did that shit. But I had people in the chat room were saying that Brian was, you know, making them want to light candles and get in a bubble bathtub and shit. But anyway, you know, I got some sexy, smart niggas that come on the show sometime.
Yeah. Yo, you know what? I agree with you, Don. You know, I'm not looking for the spaceships, but I know they planning something. You know, I'm trying to get this Beamer, you know.
Hey, hey, why you bullshit, nigga? I got out the car after I saw the news about the fucking ships in New over the bullshit that was in the sky in New York. I got out the car at 4 o'clock in the morning going in the house, and I said, man, I'm finna get me a Lambo truck. Fuck this shit. I mean, I'm finna get me a Lambo. Fuck
right
this bullshit. I'm
right
gonna get
now,
living.
I'm a nigga with a reception check. I'm going in there. I'm like, yo,
who the fuck got time for all this shit, man? Who the fuck got time to keep believing the same shit? You got motherfuckers that still believe that slavery exists, and it does in their minds. You still got motherfuckers believe that, you know, house niggas exist. It still does in their minds. You got motherfuckers believe that the Illuminati exists, and they believe it in their mind. They got that right. I mean, you got so many motherfuckers, so much shit. Boy, they get your ass one way or the other, won't they?
Yup. Yo, Don,
you got motherfuckers that believe that they got good credit, they can have everything.
Yeah, you know what they tell you? You got good credit, you got bad credit. You walk in with
no problem.
How the fuck they know?
And they say no problem.
They say
good credit,
no problem.
Bad credit, no credit, no problem.
Matter of fact, the guy was like, yo, if you pay cash, I'll give you it. You know, I won't put the, you know how much it was. But he looked at me like I went in there like I was Elohim. I said, yo, how much is this vehicle? He goes, yo, give me 2 million like that, you know. So he was like, yo, if you give me cash, I'll give it to you right here. And I was like, fuck it, you know, I'll work with you on it. I'm gonna go get it. I'm gonna pick up my Beamer this weekend. Fuck it.
Well, you may goddamn
got
live, goddamn Carfax on that motherfucker too, goddamn it.
Yup.
But y'all mean shit, man. I'm like this. Fuck it, you know. And then remember Babylon on the air too, man. I don't know if you ever met Babylon Dunn. But Satep Tahuti, you know, Babylon on the air, hit mic open. I'd like for everybody to acknowledge each other.
Rahul Satep Tahuti.
But God damn it, I'm fucked around and forgot my statement because of this acknowledgement shit.
Hey, yo, Don, I do want to say something. I want to say that I'm not worried about these extraterrestrials, but I know they brewing something because the UN just endorsed a ambassador for fucking space aliens and shit.
I just told my nigga that that's what I want to be. Ain't
nah,
this a bitch?
No, you,
I want to be
the
fucking ambassador. The UN shit. Well, NAG used to call. They used to call and write us. You know, the NAG, the HAG, whatever the fuck that shit called. But 220 Love says when they stop having Super Bowls, I might believe that shit. Now let me put this on record while you bullshitting. You might want to go back a month ago. They came out with a fucking article saying there may not be no more NFL. So I'm putting that on record.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's for you.
And I'm gonna second that emotion. That soon it ain't gonna be no more goddamn NFL.
Nope. They did come out with that. Yo, Don. Her name is. I'm actually gonna spell it. It's MAZ. LANOTHMAN. She's the first UN ambassador for extraterrestrial contact.
Man, that's some fucking gangster shit. This bitch took my goddamn position. I'm fucking around with y'all motherfuckers goddamn every goddamn day. That's supposed to be my goddamn job.
She didn't take your damn job. That bitch can't talk to no aliens.
Hell yeah, you right. That bitch shit. What the? She probably won her goddamn self. That's what the fuck it is. The bitch done convinced them that she was one. Like I keep telling y'all, I'm one. She done convinced them. She probably done told the motherfucker where the fuck she come from, charted that fucking planet in the goddamn galaxy and all that other shit, and showed them motherfuckers that she was more motherfucking experienced than any one of them niggas amongst her. And that's how that bitch ended up becoming the ambassador. I'm going down to fucking HAG goddamn first thing in the motherfucking morning.
That's right. If that bitch don't keep
well, she's from that. She's actually a Malaysian. She's from that Hindu type, you know. And she's
you know them Hindus. They was dropped off in this motherfucker.
That's right.
And hey, Don, I don't. You know, remember that movie, that series V, They just snatched that shit off, and now I'm looking at this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, I'm like, and I just love watching that. Yeah, the brother who was a reptilian, I was like, yo. I said, that's my nigga, man. Yeah, and he had a baby.
All I got to say, I ain't fucking around with none of that shit.
Well,
other
no,
than
I'm,
they have to give me a job for me to believe that they in contact with the aliens now. Fuck that shit.
Yeah,
I'm not promoting that alien plan.
Make sure you see they live then.
What's that?
I did see they live. Why you think I wear shades, motherfucker? Why you think I wear shades all day every day? So I can see their ass. Y'all gotta have your shades on, man. That's the only way you be able to see these motherfuckers. You fuck around, take that shit off, they see you.
They do live, and what everybody call it extraterrestrials are reptiles, reptilians. Albino.
Now, what is that? You know, in this country.
Leprous reptilians and black-skinned reptilians.
Actually, you know what? In this country, what happened was that they mixed everybody up, so it's hard to find out who's who on the fucking planet. But if you go and, like, up to Switzerland, and, you know, for instance, you may once in a while catch a, you know, a white person or somebody just look fucking odd out of the bunch. But there's a group of people, no matter where you go, that's just not, that you know, you're like, some just don't fucking click. They got, like, pasty white people. That's what
No, let me tell you this. You seen the movie Blade?
Yeah.
That's what the movie.
That's what you walking around in every day. Every day of your fucking life, that's who you're around. Even you won, possibly.
I mean, wait a minute, let's stop. Man, even the vampire movies that came back. Man, remember Dr. York said that there's nothing new above or below the goddamn sun? They're going to come
right
out with the same shit over and over again, over and over again. Vampires done re-fucking surfaced. That shit back when we was little when we used to fucking watch vampires. Dracula and all the rest of them little motherfuckers and Frankenstein and them goddamn motherfuckers. I mean, they just fucking, they can't create shit. There's nothing fucking new.
But you know,
there's
what, Don,
nothing
they,
new. And then they they redoing old movies and shit.
Remaking
them, Don,
motherfuckers. You know why, Don? Because in Greece and Rome, they acted out. They believe, they actually acknowledge this shit is real. This is the shit that they acknowledge is real. So they call it moose or what it's called, theater or whatever, and they are acting out. They didn't write books, so they had to act out their stories. So every time they write a movie or produce a movie, they're acting out their real eventual life story. It's like true lifetime story. That's what a movie
we
is.
Agree.
You know?
I agree.
You know?
I agree with that.
And sometimes it can be foolish, but they're getting really fancy with their special effects. But
yeah, because the technology has just gotten better. That's all.
Okay, Don,
I was thinking about this.
Back in
the day, and you had motherfuckers who were like pasty and, you know, shit. Matter of fact,
all I'm saying, y'all motherfuckers keep believing this bullshit.
I don't believe because I saw some motherfuckers pasty as a motherfucker. I'm like, you don't belong.
I mean, them just some pasty fucking human beings. They're just some pasty critters and shit.
Hey, Don, but I was thinking about your show when you had Ogilvy on there, and I was on there too yesterday when he said we was discussing some of the topics. Dang, but I was just gonna say that you can't take the aliens and just throw the whole subject out the window and just say, nah, it ain't going to affect us, it ain't going to fuck with us, it ain't going to do this. Having knowledge of a thing takes history out of a thing. And if the people don't have knowledge of it, they're going to be captivated by the thing, no matter how much.
And if they don't have knowledge that they're staging a whole bunch of shit on the planet Earth, goddammit, if they believe that all this shit is fucking real, that's their business. But this is the third rock to the sun. This is an illusionary fucking planet anyway. We done moved to the fourth dimension. Ain't none of this fucking shit is real. Not even this goddamn conversation. We done had this conversation 14,433,000 goddamn years ago.
I agree. You're right. But listen,
that's how you know that. You ever notice? Let me tell you how you know this shit. Let me tell you. Does anybody, you or, oh, not Lee, I'm leaving you out, Satep. Okay, me and you, Don, Babylon.
That's right. ATL is.
Okay, or anybody else other than Satep, because this shit don't apply to Satep right now. Listen. How come you didn't go to school for computers and you know everything about it? And I don't mean just the backspace button or how to do Word or PowerPoint. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even fucking go to school on this shit. How come you
That's
know the inner workings of the fucking computer, the BIOS system? How many of you motherfuckers know that shit? Because the shit is already, you already know. How come when you get the fucking cell phones now out of the box or anything that comes out of the box, you never read the instructions? You already fucking know how to operate that shit. It's only the motherfuckers that's their first time being here got to read instructions and shit.
That's right. And the one.
How come?
And the one
that, you know, because this shit, we done been there, done that, got a T-shirt and a hat. You know? We don't even goddamn, I mean, this shit is fucking simple. Everything is fucking simple now. But the shit comes for instructions for the humans that for their first time here on this planet. But this shit has always been here. We done fucking did this shit. We had the iPhone goddamn 17,450 billion years ago.
Okay,
I agree. Some of us just knew how to fucking operate this shit.
I agree. But to be able to remember.
Let me put somebody else on real quick. 786-390,
okay.
You're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Don, what's going on? I just wanted
baby.
To say you. I'm glad to hear a sister speaking up to the truth. Everything you're saying is right on point. About the 9/11, everything. 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Didn't they do the 9/11 already in the early 90s, my brother?
Right.
That's right.
People think it's something new. People, ain't no terrorists attacking us. The terrorists is the people that you pay your taxes to.
Amen.
Okay, now, Don. But you said, let's be fair now. We said ain't nothing new under the sun, all above the sun. Now,
yeah.
Let's be fair. I got in you new knowledge that ain't under the sun. Can nobody say in no book, nowhere they done read, nowhere they done seen, that pi is the seal to all of the books in the scriptures that's ever been written. Not only is the number 19, but I'm saying that the seal is the number pi. I'm saying that the circle is 361 and not 360. This is new under the sun.
Well, it can't be because the pi, I remember knowing about the pi. I know
about the sun and the circle,
and I know about 3, 6, and 1, so that's not new. Come up with a new binary system, not a numeric number system, and a new motherfucking shapes and symbols, motherfucker, then I'll tell you. I said, that's some new shit. Never heard that shape, never heard that number before, or that pie, or that cake. See, I just broke that shit down to supreme mathematics in that bond. Then I Babylon, give it to me though. Please give me that.
I agree.
You just combine everything, some of the shit that exists on the planet, fucking put it and stealed it on top of a book.
but what I'm saying, John, what I mean by new, that's why I say ain't you new, because I know that ain't nothing new, N-E-W. We all know that. You can't add to all or take from all, but what would you get it or put it? The all is. We can't add to it.
That's right. So why are we basing everything on what has already happened and what's going to happen as if it's going to be new? There's nothing, you know it's nothing new because we be having deja vu all the fucking time. You know it's not, and even when you see a brand new movie, 786-32390, can you agree? When you see a brand new motherfucking movie, all of a goddamn sudden, you leave the movie theater and be like, damn, it felt like I saw that shit before. Am I the only one? Satep?
I say I do that all the time. And I hate going to the movie because that's the only thing that happens. I see the same thing
went
over every
right there. That's a total recall. You just like, damn, I saw that before. That's just total recall. Not the movie, I'm not talking about the movie total recall. I'm talking about that's what we do when we see something familiar because we already lived it through our DNA. We've already been through it.
Okay, Don, let me ask you this, Don DeColeon. Okay, did you see the movie Lord of the Rings?
Fuck no.
You ain't seen that movie? Lord
fuck
of the
no,
Rings.
Just certain shit don't do shit for me.
Oh, okay. No, I was just asking because if you've seen it, I was going to ask you, did you hear the beginning of how it say that it was not, in the beginning it was 19 rings and 3 was given to the elves, or so to speak, and 7 was given to the dwarves, and so to speak, and 9 was given to man. And so when you add those rings up, that's 19 rings, and then they say that's the Lord of the Rings. But then
right.
When you look at it from geometric level of knowledge and mathematics, you say, hey, okay, if I took 7 coins, laid them on the table, or 7 rubber bands, or 7 marbles, I would have a complete circle and one in the center. That would be 7 marbles. I would have a complete circle. The next time I would get to a shape that would be symmetrical and equal 19 circles or 19 rings. You see that?
Yeah, so, but I don't give a damn about that. I don't give.
But your insight.
Can I explain that to him?
I don't need no explanation. I know what they're talking about.
Teflon, Don, I wanted to explain
Babylon.
To him.
That's Babylon Don, baby. That's Nimrod in the flesh.
That's
Babylon
right.
Don, I wanted to explain to him when they mentioned about the 19 rings. Now, this is all they're talking about is the Sumerian tablets, how the planet came, you know, the original planet had 19 galaxies around it. And then there was a war or an explosion that took place.
And the 3 suns, it could be Apsu, Shemus, and Utsu.
If they
break that shit down that way.
Our reality and making it their mythology so that they can have a story. Or J.R. Tolkien's Bible version of his twist to give his people a culture. He even says it in his own writings that his people didn't have a culture or anything to go by. So he made a folktale lore. He took our reality and made it folktale for them so that he could give them, just like the Jews. The Jews took our original history and made it a history for them.
Made it a religion.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that the Lord of the Rings could mean the 19 planets in the universe. I'm not saying that it could mean that. What I'm telling you is, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying on a geometric, on a mathematical level, that when you take 19 circles and you put them together, you come up with what the Jews call the tree of life. They have a seed of life, which is the viscera Pisces, which is when you take 2 circles and overlay them half and half, and that little eye, that little Pisces or little eye symbol or that visceral Pisces in the center of those, that's the seed of life. And so it grows into a tree. And when you get to 7 of them, you have a complete circle. And thus you see a 6.
And I'm saying, what does all that got to do with anything?
Because if you want to break this spell and you want to stop this shit from happening over and over and you want to get this motherfucking fools out of control that's controlling this cycle, this cipher, the Lord of the fucking rings, if you want to destroy him and trap him and be able to use your own mind, project your own thoughts, then you have to know what I'm telling you now in order to do that. And one way to do that is to use the 6-pointed star, the hexagram, where the beast can be trapped. I tell y'all all the time, like the master teacher told us, that the 5-pointed star is not a symbol. It doesn't hold any power. It's the
Babylon Dawn.
The power of the 6-pointed star. And having knowledge of this 6-pointed star, not some spooky-ass way, not some star. I'm talking about the shape. I'm talking about knowledge of the information that come along those lines. See, in order to understand what I'm talking about.
I understand what you're saying, Babylon. And I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say this to you. If you were given the tools that you've just explained to us.
Okay.
Then it's you. Your job is to do that shit. Man, what's the name? He going to go get his BMW tomorrow, and I'm going to get my Lambo this weekend.
And that's why I'm screaming my shit on your
because, yeah, I ain't going to bullshit you, because anytime they give me shit, Babylon, and they give me some strong affirmation, some real some real high-tech shit like what they gave you. I don't say the only way we. I already know they gave it to me to do it. They gave it to me to do it. And goddamn it, maybe it's time for Nimrod to make a change because a lot of people don't like Nimrod in the Bible.
Listen
so maybe
me,
now it's time for you, Nimrod, to build the motherfucking hexagram and trap the motherfucking devil in it.
Don, it happened to be me with the knowledge, but it happened to be...
you got more than the knowledge. If you got the formula...
Listen to me. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to talk to your listeners and the people that need to hear something. It may be me with the key, and I understand that. But it ain't never been me or I that ever did nothing to complete a damn thing. So I know from experience, from my past experience, that doing what I'm already doing right now, like you said, ain't nothing new. I done did this before. I done taught levitation before.
Was it not written that you were Melchizedek now? We're talking about Melchizedek.
That's
that
right.
Will give certain one of y'all missions. That's your mission, nigga, is to trap the devil. That's you.
Yeah.
That's your shit.
And I got his ass trapped. Only thing you got to do is realize
that's
why,
that BMW was waiting on goddamn Seth Tepp and that Lambo waiting on my motherfucking ass.
Once people realize that we got the stone, that we got the fucking stone, then we'll be able to use it. But it's like having a gift and not knowing you got it, so therefore you never enact it. But once the people realize, hey, this man is a fucking clown. He can't count. He can't fucking show me shit.
Yeah.
He can't tell me nothing. He's wrong from the start. It's been proven. I can see it plain and simple. The dude showed me with a fucking circle and a square. I can see everything I need to know. I can see clearly now the fucking rain gone. You know.
Hey, I'm
done. Yeah. Nigga, you from Georgia like a motherfucker.
Yeah, well, you know, you just gotta know, man. You gotta know.
Yes, 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 the hootie.
Yeah, yeah. Breaking the spell to me was realizing that if I don't do things that I want to do, then I'm not really living. So
yeah.
I said, went to hell with everything. But that was the spell. The spell
that's
was
right.
Basically. You can't.
I told
have
you got
nothing.
A trap for everybody.
You can't be nothing. You gotta accept it from me. I said, no, I can do my own thing. Because the only thing that qualifies me is my own goddamn mind.
That's right.
So I'm gonna go buy my Beamer. You know what I'm saying?
And you're gonna feel damn good about it until the mind gets tired of it, and then you're gonna get you something else.
That's right. Yeah, that's
the way it works.
That's
but
all
Babylon.
Right.
Babylon. Yeah. Is, see, the beast is out of my system. So I already killed that motherfucker goddamn 2006.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker don't even exist in my fucking world. It's just that the humans that believe that the devil or the white man still runs shit, they have to get that motherfucker out of their system. They have to use the power to break that fucking spell that nobody is in control of your motherfucking ass. And that's when you start to be free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the beast exists in those that say it exists. And then you got those that say that it doesn't. La ilaha illallah. And it does not exist.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's just the mind of the motherfucking beholder. It's just the mind of the beholder. And if you got a bunch of motherfuckers saying that the beast exists, it exists to them but not to me. Like you got a bunch of motherfuckers say Jesus exists. It exists to them but not to me. You got a bunch of motherfuckers that say God exists. It exists to them but not to me.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Don, the first thing I realized was that Jesus didn't exist because they had to take Jesus to another fucking people who didn't know shit about him. So basically, that's what everybody is doing. They're taking
but it's
their
whatever
time.
Their mind is. It's whatever. I'm telling you, they got something for you every time. If you got a headache, they got some Tylenol for you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you say you don't have a headache, then there's no Tylenol that exists. So that's the way Don DeColeon mind works, baby. I'm on the knife motherfucking plane of existence.
I agree, Don. I mean, the New Orleans don't have no belief in medicine. That it's got no curative effects or nothing. all can be done through mind and through what will.
That's it, you know. And if they say if you only believe, if you only believe, then so shall it be. If you only think of a matter, then so shall it exist. So why the fuck will I think that there are adversary forces against me? I'll just say there is none, and I can motherfucking go get my Lambo. How about that?
I agree.
And it is none, really. It only exists as soon as you think of it. That's the power of mind manipulation. They are fucking your mind up. They are fucking your mind.
And
the mind fucking everybody.
And all of those are, wait, now let's talk for real. Now, I want you to talk to me for real. Now, are all those illusions, though, done?
Everything, this conversation is a goddamn illusion.
Okay, now wait. Now, but illusions do exist, though. It exists, correct?
It exists only because I said la ilaha illa.
Yeah, but I'm saying, okay, but they exist as energies. Even if you escape them, even if you have overridden them and you've climbed the pendulum and you've overcome the images and the illusions of jinns and these demons exist, they still exist to some degree on some level because you...
And they do, only because there are people that speak of the matter. So now you're speaking that it exists on this degree, on this level, because you spoke it into this conversation. You spoke it into the minds of people.
Okay, so once we or whoever it is create these gins, or they exist, and they exist on whatever level, no matter where they exist at, now they exist. So we can never destroy those images or those gins or those evil beings or those things that's going to influence our life.
Why not? If we created it, we can destroy it.
No,
if you created a hell for yourself, you can create a heaven for yourself.
I agree, but I'm saying you can never destroy it. Nothing can be destroyed. Matter cannot be destroyed. Energy can only be...
Well, how about this? I'm exiled. It doesn't exist in my planet, on my planet.
I agree. So other people need to learn how to trap those forces away from
mind manipulation. They have to learn how to manipulate anything that they feel is against them, or anything, you know. I mean, they gave us adversaries. When they gave us the three little pigs, they gave us the big bad wolf. When they gave us Rapunzel, they gave us the fucking witch. When they, you know what I'm saying? When they gave us the Smurfs, they gave us Gargamel. When they gave us Santa Claus, they gave us the fucking Grinch. When they gave us the black man, they gave us the white man. When they gave, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's,
when they gave us God, they gave us the devil.
Exactly.
So, I'm
giving all that shit back. Y'all can suck my ass. When they gave us money, they gave us Bill. I say fuck Bill and I keep the money.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit. Fuck that. I have totally advanced mentally on this motherfucking planet, and they know none of this shit mean a goddamn thing to me. No adversary is going to ever fuck with my mind like it does with these motherfucking humans on the planet. Not having money fucks people's mind up. Not being able to motherfucking go outside a fuck a motherfucking mind up. Not being able to pay their bills will fuck they fucking mind up. Not being able to find right love will fuck they mind. Who got time for all that shit?
I mean,
no fucking way. I'm not living like a fucking human on this goddamn planet believing in person, places, and fucking things, and the things that you don't have, you'll never get, and the things that you want, you'll never have, and all that other fucking shit, is things that you got, you're not grateful for. You got me bent to believe that anything that's good becomes my adversary.
That's right. I agree.
I ain't falling for that shit. I don't believe in paying a motherfucker nothing until I get ready. You know what I'm saying? I gotta bring this shit to a fucking level that niggas can wrap their fucking mind around. This is why everybody is fucking crazy today. Because they believe in everything that is against them in their fucking life, and all they got to do is say that shit don't exist. The answer to the problem, Babylon, is goddamn zero. You got two motherfucking problems. If you claim you got two problems, one plus one equals zero. Eliminate that shit. Say it ain't one.
Don't
that's
want
the goddamn
nothing.
Solution.
Don't
yep,
want
only
nothing.
Need two letters
desire,
out of the English language.
Desire,
and
desire
fucking
is
no.
The lead to all suffering.
Exactly.
Desire is the lead to all suffering. Don't want nothing. If you don't want nothing, then you can't never be hurt, never be taken from, never be starved, never be jobless, never be homeless, never
exactly.
be moneyless. Don't want
exactly.
nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. And honestly, if I believe that this fucking world was real, and I mean if I break it down to how you got to go to work in order to have a roof over your head and all this fucking shit, and all of a sudden you don't have a fucking job, and like normal motherfuckers do, human beings, mortals on the planet, totally go into shock. They shock themselves. How the fuck I'm going to do it? How the fuck I'm going to goddamn pay my rent? How the fuck is this? Let me tell you something. My nigga ain't had a motherfucking job. Damn, you might as well say in 3 motherfucking years, we still in the same goddamn house and it's $500,000 motherfucking dollars. You understand what
yeah.
I'm fucking saying? Now, if I depended on that nigga to take his ass to work and then the white man says or whatever or his karma says, nah, nigga, you ain't got a job no more. If I believe all that shit that happens on top of the fucking surface, I would not be in this motherfucker today.
I agree.
You understand what I'm saying? I would not
yeah.
believe that shit. Ain't you not, you clocking in, motherfucker, is not the salvation of a roof over my fucking head. You understand what I'm saying? And we
that's
still
right.
got every fucking thing. We got every fucking thing. We the only goddamn testimony I motherfucking got is any time adversaries knocking at my motherfucking door, I say that shit don't exist. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's true that the nigga ain't got a job, but I tell you motherfucking what, we still goddamn living in that $500,000 motherfucking house. I'm still driving that $120,000 motherfucking car and the fucking Range Rover. My children still motherfucking getting what the fuck they goddamn want. I'm still buying Louis motherfucking shoes. And God damn it, you wanna know why? Because I do not exist in the world of adversaries. My
well,
mind don't exist
our,
in the world
you know,
of adversity.
Our brothers and sisters always read about their ancient past, but they don't want to live like their ancient past. I'm about living about my ancient
past. Ain't no fucking way I'm about to believe some shit about to shut my whole shit down in the name of a dollar bill. You got me fucked up.
That's right.
You know, I mean, we're talking about mind fucking. You will not fuck my mind.
I agree. That's you know.
Black people are afraid to live. I mean, that was the stuff for me.
I agree.
I
that was one
like
of Dr. York's favorite subjects. He said, y'all niggas want to talk about spaceships and goddamn Anunnakis in the Bible, and all I wanted to fucking talk about was life.
Yeah.
Shit. Ain't nothing wrong with Anunnakis in the Bible, but guess what? At the end of the day, as long as I can put that...
Ain't nothing right with it either. What the fuck?
Well,
I mean, ain't nothing right with it either. That again, that's still something they got for your ass.
Well,
ain't nothing right with it either. Ain't nothing right or wrong with it. Just a simple fact, nigga, you right. Live for right now. Figure out your adversary and kick that motherfucker out your motherfucking mind so it won't destroy your fucking beehive. Because at the end of the day, that's all you fucking got. Who wants to walk to and fro on this fucking planet when all hell breaks loose in their life, they believe it? I'm not going to go through an emotional breakdown. I've never had an eviction notice at my door, and I didn't have a job.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
I mean, you're absolutely right.
It's a little bit different. It's their mind fucking everybody. They figure if you don't do this, you're not going
to
have that. If you don't do that, you're not going
to
have this.
That
shit is mind fucking. You understand what I'm saying? That's a religion by itself.
Well, let me give you a part of why what make it good though, Don, is this right here. One thing that people have to learn, and I wanted to say this yesterday, but my phone cut off on the show. I want to say this yesterday. One thing a person have to do though, and I don't like to say have to do, but one thing a person can do is that they can develop good habits. See, like just like one develops bad habits, they can develop good habits. And if you develop good habits, it become a ritual in your life. So
you're damn
life
right. Like I said, it started in 2006. for me.
Yeah.
And that's the best goddamn habit I've developed, because in 2006, motherfucker, I figured that I was, I got heaven at my feet, and this thing I know is some all hell broke loose, and I thought the only way you get heaven at your feet if you fucking get you a nice goddamn job and have a whole bunch of money coming in. But when the money stopped and motherfucking bills kept coming through, I had to fucking say, I will not let you mind fuck me. And not a dollar in the fucking bank account, and they couldn't come take shit. You tell me who the fuck God is.
That's right.
Not a dollar in the bank account, and they couldn't come take shit. Do you understand what the fuck I'm telling y'all? This is a whole nother fuck. It's called alchemy, motherfucker. This is called some shit that predates time. This is called time manipulation and time fucking traveling and goddamn pausing your bill collectors and all them motherfuckers. Like a universal remote control. You just put everybody on pause. You better not call me with that bullshit. You don't exist, AT&T. You don't exist, goddamn Jaguar Collections Agency. You don't exist, motherfucking Bank of America, who, where my house at, or whatever. You just put all the motherfuckers, called fucking pause that goddamn movie and go have a good time.
Bro, you just gave me a new name for, I call it aggressive mental. People need to realize that their mental can be aggressive instead of so passive. You
exactly.
Have an aggressive mental.
There you go.
And what I mean is,
say that part again. Say that name. Aggressive what?
Aggressive mental. You
I'm
can attack in some situation. You don't have to wait and sit back. If somebody's trying to fuck with you and you ain't got a gun and they got a gun, you ain't got nothing in your hand, don't sit there and think you gonna fucking die. Sit there and think in your mind, say, you ain't finna fucking shoot me. You ain't finna hurt me.
That's the same shit Honorable Elijah Muhammad told them niggas when they put that gun in his face. He said, nigga, ain't you that shoot me, motherfucker. It'll take a lot to do it. Them niggas walked out.
Niggas gotta look. Think right. They got to learn to think right. So if you're in a situation and the person get in the car and the police arrest them, don't sit there and think you going to jail. Oh, man.
It's called fear. And the first sign of fear is failure. That means at this point you are no longer the writer, the director, or the producer of your own fucking life when fear sets in.
Exactly. You
that means you walked off the scene and let somebody else dictate what your next motherfucking scene gonna be. I know about that shit. I knew a sister who was behind the motherfucking in the police car, pregnant. Racist cop dragged her ass down there, and that motherfucker, she's sitting in the back goddamn seat, and she heard a voice saying, "You ain't got to take that shit." And then when that bitch heard that shit, she started saying, yeah, I knew, like real loud, fucking with the cracker. He started speeding. I'm behind the bitch in the car, so I know what the fuck going on. I'm chasing the police car because my girl is in that motherfucker with him.
That's right.
But I don't know what the fuck she going through. But for some reason, something shot in my fucking ass. And I got to that fucking police car at the fucking light. I rolled down my fucking window. I said, bitch, you ain't going to jail today, ho. You ain't going to jail. I tell you that. She said, I know that shit. Fuck this cracker. Fuck this motherfucker. He's just speeding and shit, taking her ass straight to goddamn DeKalb County Jail, right?
Yeah.
That bitch called me about an hour later, said, come get me.
That's right.
And it wasn't from DeKalb County either.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, it's something about when you fucking can write and direct your own motherfucking movie and not have a motherfucker to write and direct it for you.
And just
you don't have to suffer no fucking more.
Just cause a mishap, illusion, jumping that motherfucker, call the police, or a nigga trying to hurt you, or a hater, or some bullshit, you don't have to overreact. You could just simply put your mental on the motherfucker. The same way they popped up in the mental, you could rewrite the fucking script. Right there.
Yep, cut, copy, paste, and snip. Whatever the fuck, you can change that shit at any given fucking moment. You ain't got to believe that shit. We are living in a world of an illusion. So even if it feels real, you can manipulate it. You can be the director and say cut. Let me tell you how I knew that mock trial shit was staged. And I never told none of y'all motherfuckers this shit. So here's another piece to the goddamn puzzle. Here's another piece to the fucking puzzle. When they were doing the so-called forfeiture hearing, right, on Tamaray, right? Yeah, you said, who are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, when they were doing the forfeiture hearing, right, mind you, this particular thing is in regards to taking Dr. York's properties, so everybody believed, the land in Georgia, right?
Yes.
All right. But Dr. York is not even in that motherfucker, for one. All right? He's not even there. Shouldn't he be there?
That's right.
That's right.
Yes or no? Okay.
Yeah, he
so that's
be there.
One character that does not exist in the movie. All right? Now, everybody that gets up on that motherfucking stand says that they have proof that the land is theirs. You understand what I'm saying? So you have the United States District Attorney, Berta Colvin, and then you have Ratliff and all them little motherfuckers that Rochelle and Nifu and Wakia fucking hire, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? Attorney,
yeah.
Right? Y'all with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, and then you have Judge Royal sitting on the fucking bench, right? First
okay.
of all, Judge Royal have no business residing over a forfeiture hearing, but it's okay, all right? Any no judge, it's another judge that handles that. If it was real, you supposed to only handle the federal offense, the crimes of Dr. York, yes or no?
That's yes, right.
Okay, there's another judge supposed to take that, okay? But that's a physical reality of this law. I'm putting that on record, all right? But anyway, back to the hidden truth of the matter. Self-destruction is served on the platter. All right, here we go. Bond, Anthony Evans, Al Woodall, Rochelle, Wakia, and Anthony Evans' wife and all the motherfuckers is trying to prove that either the house in Athens is theirs or the fucking land in Edenton, Georgia is theirs, okay? At the end of the motherfucking day, none of them could show any fucking proof, right? Now, check this out. You ready for this?
Yeah, you get to quit.
Here's what happens, right? Mind you, it's a courtroom setting. This shit is fucking real according to what the fuck your eyes would believe. Up until the motherfucking point, Berta Colvin, the U.S. so-called district attorney, gets her fucking ass up to go to a poster board of the so-called land. You know how they had the little chart or a little diagram of the fucking land, right? She gets ready to put that motherfucking chalkboard thing up on the goddamn tripod stand or whatever. All of a sudden, a nigga out of nowhere jumps up in the goddamn courthouse courtroom seat and says, "What about my interest on the fucking land?" Right? That nigga happens to be Dr. Thompson. All right? Mind you, this was some crazy shit. I'm falling asleep, by the way. I was just about to nod, go to the land, and nod on these motherfuckers, and all of a sudden this nigga jumps up and say, "What about my interest on the land?" You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden the fucking shit paused. Everybody did not fucking move. Berta Colvin was just about to put the fucking chalkboard on the tripod. You know what that bitch did? It was a pause. She stood right there. You know, and somebody say, "Stop and freeze," and you don't move?
Mm-hmm.
That's how that bitch did. That's how every motherfucking body did. They didn't. They didn't even look back and see who the fuck was talking. Do you understand what I'm saying? They didn't even look back to see who the fuck. It was like a fucking pause. I swear to fucking God, if that motherfucker exists, I swear to. That shit was like a nickel push pause in the motherfucking script. And it was like everything faded to black. Her character faded to black. The fucking bitch that was on the stand, I think it might have been Rochelle or somebody at the time, whoever the fuck was took the stand, the fucking Nubians that was sitting in front of me, the motherfucker was sitting on the side, on the other side of the fucking court. Everybody was just in a fucking pause. And it was
okay.
Nobody looked back.
Okay,
we sit down there in the back row and nobody turned their fucking head around to, you know, to hear what the fuck this irate nigga is talking about. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what happened. It was a straight pause
in this motherfucker. And the only motherfucker that had a conversation was Judge Royal and Dr. Thompson. And mind you, Berta Colvin is still holding the goddamn board as if she's about to put it on the goddamn stand on the tripod, like, you know what I'm saying, in that position. You see what I'm saying? That shit was crazy as fuck.
No, it wasn't.
I'm looking at this shit
one.
Like, wait a fucking minute. This shit ain't motherfucking real.
You the only one down, you and Doc was the only one down that wasn't state actors.
Exactly.
He was in a movie set, and he said something outside the script, and then everybody had to pause. He's just like a heckler.
He was
hell
a
yeah, I'm telling you, man. Pause, nigga, I mean, like, if you was watching goddamn Superman right now about to take off and fly and you push the goddamn pause button and all you see is 1 foot off the ground, that's how she was just still, just like that.
What she had
you know what I'm saying?
Shirt.
And she stood like that for a goddamn until that shit was like, all right, back to the goddamn movie, y'all.
I just
swear to fucking God.
Standing up,
and it
huh?
was like it never existed. It was like that part in the fucking movie never existed. Once Dr. Thompson and goddamn that motherfucking Judge Royal had their fucking dialogue, and it was like somebody pushed play again in Vertical and put that shit on the stand and went back to talking. That shit was crazy than a motherfucker. I said, this what the fuck? Twilight Zone shit is this. And I'll tell you another fucking thing. You never fucking heard. I don't know how many of you niggas attend sentencings and shit like that. But I know I attended a federal fucking sentence when I was 21. My girl was about to go down, do some hard time for cocaine and fucking marijuana. And I never heard this shit until goddamn Dr. York fucking sentence. You know what that motherfucker said?
What that?
Does anybody believe that this man should not be sentenced? Speak now, forever hold your peace. I was like, where the fuck that come from?
What?
I swear to fucking God. I swear to you motherfuckers. I said, wait a minute. They always say that in marriage, don't they?
Yeah.
That motherfucker said, does anybody believe that this man should not be sentenced? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
I'm
sitting there like, what? I couldn't even fucking talk because I ain't never heard no shit like that in no fucking courtroom.
But when you do, you got to know what kind of judge he is and what kind of law he's practicing. Because
that
is
that
some
shit
of your,
ain't real.
That is
it
some
was
of
not
bullshit
fucking
European.
Real. It ain't got shit to do with what kind of judge, whether it's a third article judge, a civil court judge, or federal. It don't, none of that shit don't matter. That shit wasn't fucking real.
I agree with you. I agree that it wasn't
man,
real.
You know what? You could watch a lot of freaking fake-ass weddings and fake-ass trials on TV. They're called sitcoms. And people who are sitting watching it really think this shit is real until the show goes off. And then they're like, oh. And then they reflect on the show like a lot of New Orleans are doing. And instead of doing some serious investigation, you know, and
you know
what
I knew, I didn't know then, but I figured it all this shit out later. But when I knew this shit, when I finally fucking pieced all this bullshit together, I told you when Dr. York was quoting that fucking trial in Brunswick, Georgia to me that didn't happen yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I fucking woke up. I said, ain't no way in hell, nigga, you gonna know everything. You telling me everything that's gonna happen before it fucking happened unless you read the goddamn script your goddamn self. Unless you saw the movie.
Yeah.
That nigga called me every day like I'm about to go watch a movie, like bringing a nigga that already saw the movie with you and shit, nigga telling you everything gonna happen before it happened. Watch what happened. I mean, that's all he was fucking telling me the whole fucking time. Everything. Everything that happened in that fucking courtroom in January. How the fuck, nigga, you talking about, nigga, you about to be goddamn go down for some shit, nigga, and you know everything that's going to happen before it happened in the fucking trial, nigga.
Hey, yo, John.
You not even consulting your attorney on this shit. You telling me, motherfucker, out of everybody on the goddamn planet, you telling me and your ass behind bars?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah, shout it. The joke's on all y'all motherfuckers with that Dr. York shit. Joke on all y'all motherfuckers that believe that lie. Because ain't no way in hell a nigga gonna know what the judge gonna say before he fucking say it and what the lawyer gonna say back to the judge before he fucking say it. And the goddamn court started in January and this nigga tell me all this shit in December.
Yeah.
You know what, Don? I went on that a correction center, a maximum, and I looked up, Malachi Z. York on it. Nothing. It said
no shit.
No match. I looked up Dwight something York. It gave me a Dwight York, but no Malachi Z. York. And I'm like, how you going to put a man in prison by a alias
by
name?
A false name.
That
name that ain't his
under name that he willing to state that he ain't going by and to do it anyway. That's how it be.
Not even a name that he willing to state that he never, that ain't his fucking name. You are not going to lock Don Nicoleone up, all right, motherfucker? You going to lock Nicole Body up.
Yeah, they will have your name in there. They won't have no Don Nicoleone.
Shit, fuck that. They ain't locking
exactly.
Don Nicoleone up.
They ain't
going to
have that shit, goddamn.
They unlocked the soul man. Don Nicoleone.
Nah, believe that lie too if you like. That's still not Dr. York's legal name. If you gonna lock the straw man up, you have to lock the all cap Malachi York up.
Yeah,
there is no Dwight York.
The Social Security number to the name. Look up the Social Security number up to the name. That's bullshit.
Okay, let me tell you this, Don. One reason why I hesitate though is because
let me tell y'all something else real quick.
Go ahead.
Let me tell y'all something else, and I you know, they snatched this shit down off of Facebook, you know what I'm saying, because I'm fucking battling with these dumbass fucking Nuwabians when I said what I said on this shit. And the little bitch that put these on fucking invite me over to fight with these niggas and then goddamn be mad about it because I'm fucking kicked everybody's ass and her ass. Alright, listen, there is no way motherfuckers should be calling my store asking for Malachi York on any business matters. Do you fucking hear me? If anybody, credit bureau, whoever the fuck, you shouldn't be calling me asking me about Malachi York and do I plan on taking care of any of his fucking, can you speak to him because he owe you some motherfucking money.
Okay.
If it is real, you won't be calling me asking me to speak to Malachi York in your Capital One.
That's
you
right.
Would know if it is real that Malachi York is locked up during 135 years, wouldn't you?
That's yeah. right.
You would know that shit. You're calling my fucking number every motherfucking 3 motherfucking months asking me, can you speak to Malachi York about a personal business matter? Bitch, I know what the fuck it is. You understand? A 1992 Capital One credit. Now, I don't give people his personal business like I am right the fuck now. But if you fucking knew, if it was real, you wouldn't be trying to collect money from a nigga that's locked up and calling another number. You need to call ADX, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
People don't understand. In my life, my shit is fucking real. In them niggas' life, them fucking stages, and see, they on the fucking stage talking about Dr. York. They're on the fucking stage just fucking perform. They are performing. But in my fucking life, I get calls, goddamn it, every other motherfucking month, goddamn, asking, can they speak to Dr. York about a personal fucking matter?
Yeah.
A little bit fucking different. Our life is fucking real on this side of the fucking world. I don't know where the fuck these niggas believe in that lie from them niggas who got to put up a stage and some speakers and a microphone and tell these niggas a fucking lie about that nigga locked up. But these motherfuckers, not only Capital One and all them motherfuckers calling actually to speak to Malachi York. First of all, I'm his goddamn power of attorney. I handle all his fucking matters, okay? And second of all, the United States, the state of Georgia attorney's office, goddamn it, knows that Dr. Malachi Z. York ain't in jail. I done said this shit so many fucking times when they questioned my nigga in court to be an expert witness for a goddamn trial that took place with a prison beating in Georgia, and them motherfuckers asked him about Malachi York doing 135 years, and my nigga on the stand saying, Dr. Malachi Z. York is not locked up. Meanwhile, the U.S. attorneys in the Atlanta, the state of Georgia, never fucking argued that point. They never said, nigga, the fuck is you talking about? What the fuck is you talking about? For the record, Your Honor, this is not an expert witness. He believes that Dr. York is not in jail, and he's doing 135 fucking years right now. They never argued that shit. Do you fucking hear what I'm saying? In court. Isn't that what a U.S. attorney's supposed to do is argue?
Yeah.
And to discredit an expert witness?
Yeah.
Is it not their fucking job to present fucking facts?
Yeah, and you have to have
And they had pictures and all this shit of Dr. York on that fucking table. Mind you, the case has nothing to do about Dr. York. The case is about an inmate that died in prison in Georgia. So it's the family versus the state of Georgia.
Well,
this ain't got nothing to do with
Dr.
York. But they knew that Dr. York's private doctor would be an expert witness for the case, so they had all this Dr. York information on the goddamn table. And when that bitch, that fucking Atlanta district attorney in Atlanta said, look here, nigga, isn't Dr. Malachi York doing 135 years, nigga, for child molestation? That fucking nigga on that stand said, no, the fuck he ain't. And them niggas never fucking argue nor better than I. They never argue. And they sent us a check, and I cashed it. I'm just putting that shit on. Wouldn't they fucking know? You
they
understand
know.
What I'm saying?
You know,
wouldn't the government know?
They would know. They holding the key.
Okay, I thought so. Because I ain't fucking stupid. Can't believe everything you motherfucking hear, and you can't goddamn believe everything you fucking see. Period.
And like I said, as soon as they say no, first of all, Don, how is it that this guy from, I guess it was some sort of, now, according to Nuwapian, this was the biggest child molestation case in the Western Hemisphere, in the world. He wasn't. I haven't seen Dr. York blasted on CNN, NBC, the news. Maybe a little bit stuck here.
Yeah,
and
you know why? Because they would be committing a fraud. Because
exactly.
The only motherfuckers that's committing a fraud are the fucking New Orleans that's blasting that shit. It ain't fucking real. You can't talk about nothing that doesn't fucking exist and make motherfuckers believe it. The media know. That's why Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they fired Bill Olsinski. That's why they fired him for putting that shit in an AJC about Dr. York, 135 years in child molestation. Now, they fired that motherfucker because of that shit.
Yo, if they can't see that after that, I don't know what to say.
Again, I live in a world that is fucking real. I don't know what the fuck bubble these motherfucking Nuwabians are living in. You know, got to put a stage up and all that fucking shit. But goddamn it, you fucking spend some motherfucking time fucking with me, goddamn it. And that fucking phone ringing is Capital One. They ain't going to call no more, though. I set them straight. Our shit is fucking real. You know, I ain't got time to motherfucking make up shit, goddamn it. I would, goddamn it. This would not be the conversation I'd be making up.
And one thing I haven't seen when all this stuff was going down, I did not see one iota of him going into jail, coming out of jail on TV. I'm not talking about because TV is I mean, if they're claiming he did this, this would have been blasted all over the place. I mean, as much as me, I was a Nuwapian boy. I'm a Nuwapian.
Well, you know, nigga, please, man, just goddamn.
That was the first thing I thought about. I'm like, why?
I mean, only thing, you know, and it's fine because if motherfuckers want to believe a lie, that's their business. That's their business. If they want to believe a lie, that's their fucking business. If they want to believe a motherfucker pops out of no fucking way saying they are blood relative of that nigga and they go see that nigga in fucking Colorado, that's their fucking business. I don't even give a fuck about that shit. But you notice that the state, the mindset that these fucking Nuwabians are fucking in, and that is one of the worst states to be in, they might as well sign up for welfare, get the motherfucking chip too, because they in a fucking state of fucking poverty. Because of this shit.
And, you know, and they always coming at me. They're like, yo, well, we're not going to allow you in our meeting. I'm like, yo, I don't owe you shit.
Fuck you and your goddamn meeting, you faggot. Hello? Who gives a fuck about your shit, nigga? I'm about to get me a Beamer, you fuck boy.
In your meeting? Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
I got his CDs and shit.
You already know what time it is, man. I just had to get that shit out that this shit is not motherfucking real. None of this shit, half of this shit is not fucking real.
Hey, Don,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit
I was
is fucking, everything
best,
ain't fucking real.
Ago, and you like, May 8th, 2000 was the best day of your life. I said, damn, that is so true.
And it took me
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe, you know, 4 years to make that statement after May 8th, though.
Me too. Cause
you know,
it
took me 4 years to actually figure this shit out and actually be able to consider the uses of adversity on this shit. Took me 4 fucking years to know what the fuck that shit is, to know what the fuck, to finally say May 8th was the best thing that fucking happened to me.
I'm glad that
Dr. York took himself out of the fucking equation, and, you know what I'm saying, when May 8th hit, even though I couldn't say I was glad then, but I swear to you, I wouldn't be where the fuck I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? You feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it gives you
I wouldn't be able to determine that which is real and that which is an illusion. You know what I'm saying? Because we always waiting on him to tell us what's real and what's an illusion.
Yeah.
We was always waiting on this motherfucker to give. I mean, shit, even when 9/11 hit, the whole fucking land was packed. Niggas was flying in from London just to hear what he had to say about 9/11.
Yeah. And then what they were doing, they were making it a religion and just saying, instead of saying, listen, y'all got to get y'all shit together. Fucking everything's crumbling around y'all. Your house is all fucked up. Children's not taken care of. Y'all want to come to the land and get some information, which is fine. But you know what are we doing with our families, man? After that, I said, oh, I ain't going to another meeting. I'm gonna go and you know socialize, but I'm not going to allow another person to take any more money out of my pocket. Hell with that,
man. Shit, they used to say pimping ain't easy. That shit easy as fuck now. All you got to do is sell a motherfucker, just hit them right in their heart. Jerk their fucking emotions out and get them to come out the pocket.
You know how to
fuck with their feelings.
Easy it is. All you have to do is say, Dr. York said. That's how fucking easy it is. And a motherfucker won't think twice. Here, how much? How
yep.
high you want me to pack it?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Ain't that a bitch? Anyway, moving right along, though, man. So that's that, man. I hope y'all are able to manipulate your own motherfucking world. Stop letting the motherfucking mind fuck you. Because at the end of the day, when the phone hangs up, when the goddamn Black Panthers or whatever movement doors close at the end of the night, you still got to take your ass home and face your real fucking reality.
That's right.
Wake the fuck up, y'all.
Home.
Get into that mind manipulation. You got to manipulate this shit. You can't fucking... Shit, man. I mean, so many people don't have to be in the state they fucking in, but because they've been mind fucked, it's hard. You got to get out of it. You can change your fucking shit, man. You can change your fucking. It's called alchemy. You can change your fucking situation at any given motherfucking moment. You can change that shit.
Yo, hey, Adon. You know what? I was picking up on those vibes just before all this shit happened, because he told us just before all this shit happened, he said, y'all need to go home and take care of your family. You know, the children are suffering. And then there was things I'm like, why is he saying it? I mean, he was saying a lot of stuff, but it took me years to really, I mean, I May 8th, I'm like, damn, what the hell happened? I'm down and I'm like, what the freak? And, you know, my wife is like, yo, what's going on? You know, It took for me for somebody to yank the rug from underneath my feet in order for me to stand on my own. Now, I got all this knowledge now, so it's up to me to utilize it for me and my family.
I mean, it got to work for your beehive. That's the fucking only goddamn thing that we all, you know, totally forgot in our own personal, in this society that we live in. We totally neglect the fucking beehive for another motherfucking body impression on the world. You may not want for shit, you or your children. You fuck around and let another nigga mind fuck you about how the fuck the world is to his eye, you come home and be like, fuck this shit, baby. We don't need this. Our kids don't need that. We don't need this. You know, you start to fucking eliminate your fucking paradise right there because you've been mind fucked.
Yep.
You know, you just been mind fucked. Stop letting motherfuckers fuck your mind.
Yeah, people
giving
coming
you day
in.
Hell. Next
yeah.
thing you know, you don't appreciate nothing the fuck you got.
Hey, yo, Don, you know who I call the devil? Those who hate I have because they ain't got it. That's the fucking devil, because the devil always wants you to be miserable and shit like them. They want you to be on their level.
And there is not even a solution to the motherfucking problem. And the problem, again, remember, the answer to me is zero, motherfucker. And don't exist. You know, don't fucking exist. It may exist to some, the devil, the white man that's controlling your house and your family, that's your business. But that motherfucking white man don't exist in my fucking world.
Yeah, what works good.
Don't exist
there.
I would never fucking speak such motherfucking rubbish in my house, and my children is playing around me, and I'm on the phone talking about some fucking white man got all the power. But that shit would not linger in my children's ears.
That's when you know you broke the spell. When you
damn
say,
right, fuck that shit.
That's when
I don't
you
play
broke
that
the
shit. Well, the homie don't play that round. This motherfucker ain't no adversary in this motherfucker that run my shit.
Yeah, because
you know what I'm saying?
Life.
When the courts, goddamn, when the sheriff served me some motherfucking papers, goddamn it, goddamn 4 fucking years ago, walked right in my store, the courthouse 2 motherfucking doors down from me. They served me some motherfucking papers telling me I got to appear to fucking court. I fucking sent them papers back to the motherfucker ass, and I said I ain't got to show up no fucking where. I'm still here in this motherfucker. Still here in this motherfucker. The courthouse still right next door. The sheriff's department, the motherfucker that served me the papers, still fucking wave at me when I pass by. God damn it. It's a little bit fucking different. It's a little bit fucking different. Stop letting motherfuckers mind fuck you.
Yo, and our kids are getting mind fucked because the fucking household, the beehive, they ain't got nothing to, there's no value in the beehive. All the fucking honey's gone because other motherfucking bees out there taking your shit. Other motherfucking people and everybody else got a handout.
That's
and
why,
you
know what, if there are so many things that, you know, that came out of Dr. York's mouth that sound so fucking goddamn crazy as fuck, but when that motherfucker said build your psychic self-defense up, this is what the fuck Don DeColeon got, psychic self-defense. Because they ain't attacking the body. They attack the psyche first, the fucking mind. If you ain't got that motherfucking the psyche self-defense up, y'all are fucked. Y'all are fucked.
Yeah.
That's how they can mind fuck you.
You know.
That's how they mind fuck you. Y'all got to have psyche self-defense, man. If you ain't got any fucking thing on this goddamn planet, you better have psyche self-defense. That shit fucking works.
I'm telling you, man, that's true. That's so true. And like I said, I'm going to go get my beamer. You know,
I don't know why I knew that was going to come out your motherfucking mouth. I mean, shit, because everything is at your feet. Motherfuckers don't know that shit.
Yep.
Motherfuckers don't know everything is at their goddamn feet because they've been mind fucked. They've been mind fucked on all levels, on person, places, and fucking things, on good forces and bad forces. You've been mind fucked.
Well, Don, why don't you... Don, you should patent that and put it on the
You've
t-shirt.
Been mind
You've
been mind fucked. I did. I'm serious. Motherfuckers are getting mind fucked, man. You ain't going to have shit. You on this motherfucker to suffer because you've been mind fucked. Bullshit. Not I said the cat. Ain't no fucking way in hell I'm going to let y'all fuck my mind up. Not this damn time.
Not.
Too much sick shit going on. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to let you fuck it up.
Like I said, the one devil I realized was a devil that didn't want me to have shit. I said, fuck you, niggas. Fuck you. I'm not, niggas meaning white, black, whatever you are.
Whoever the fuck said the shit. Whoever came out they fucking mouth with that shit. And you notice that them other motherfuckers that always ain't got shit.
Ain't
the one
got
that introduced you to the devil is the one that don't fucking have shit. The one that introduced you to the adversaries that supposedly exist on the planet Earth is the ones that don't have shit. They are introducing you to their hell. They're
yep.
saying trade your shit in for my shit.
Yep, exactly. And I'm like,
you know,
hell.
Don't do this. Don't go shopping. Don't go buy this. Don't go buy that. Don't fucking eat the best if you know. Don't do nothing. Just fucking live miserable like my fucking ass is.
Don't
That's mind
that
fucking. That's called mind fucking, everybody. Fuck that. While I'm alive on this motherfucking shit, I'ma get it. I'ma get it. I have to be that one so that because at the end of the day, like I said, goddamn text to Hootie, when the fucking phones hang up,
when the Black Power meeting, goddamn doors closed and the building is fucking empty at night, you still got to face a real motherfucking reality.
Exactly.
When blog talk shows are off, you still got to face a fucking reality. That's the real fucking shit right the fuck there in your fucking house.
Yep, that's the only thing that fucking exists is your motherfucking reality. That's it.
Yep, and don't let a nigga mind fuck you into believing that his reality is your reality.
That's so true. That is so true. And a lot of Black people would be a lot better off if they thought that way.
Because they got to have psychic self-defense. It takes training, though. I hold training and workshops and seminars on this. No, I'm just kidding. But it takes training, though. It takes training. It's mental fitness like a motherfucker.
Well,
you got physical fitness. This shit is mental
right
fitness.
I'm serious, Don, man. I mean,
I'm happy to hear you even say you going to get a Beamer. Because remember, me and you was on goddamn Prince and New show, and I'm just like, nigga, about get, y'all fuck, keep talking about them fucking Anunnakis and all that other bullshit motherfucker another goddamn day. And you're still robbing yourself from the, you know what I'm saying, the good shit of the planet Earth.
Oh, no, Don, trust me. I'm not, you know what? I was like, man, you know, there's some shows I listened to. I was like, damn, you know, especially with that Dr. York stuff, that some of that shit, man, I was like, god damn, you know. And I confronted some New Orleans, and they were like, no. And I'm like, how do you know it's true? That's all I want to know. I'm not telling you to accept it. Because at some point, you got to face your own reality and your own demons in your own mind. You got to accept the fact that, do I still want to be fucked, or am I tired of, you know, accepting this bullshit?
Exactly. I ain't bending over.
Exactly. I ain't bending over, you know.
I'm standing up, and me and my babies is going to enjoy the rest of our fucking life here on this fucking planet, and we're going to have generations of fucking wealth, so when I come back to this motherfucker, I'll be born into wealth again. And when I die, I'll come back again and be born into wealth again, period. Who
right,
the fuck want to suffer with a whole bunch of knowledge and keep coming back to a broke motherfucking bloodline? I don't.
No.
I fucking don't, and then that's a goddamn reality for real.
And one thing I realized, Don, is that, you know, I was like, you know, people want the information, but they don't want the wealth. And I'm like, shit, that goes hand in hand. You just can't give me the fucking information. I want the wealth, too. You know, people want to talk about the tablets and everything else, but they want to live like poor righteous teachers. I'm like, we're past that shit. I'm done.
Oh yeah, because I can't. There's no way in hell I'm gonna subject my children to poverty. You know, I ain't no fucking way, and ain't no fucking way. You mean to tell me, motherfucker, my children can't have it because of some white man? You done lost your rabbit ass fucking mind, or my children can't have it because of some devil? You done lost your motherfucking mind.
Yep.
You got to be out your motherfucking mind. Anyway, I got 2 minutes remaining left on the air. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don Nicolione Show. Same time, same place, 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time. Please believe it, the Don Nicolione Show. I love y'all, though. You know what I'm saying? And may y'all have an awarding day. Thank you, Septep, to Hooty, and all the listeners and everybody around the motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? For tuning in. I hope it helps. I know that my mind is totally different from yours. And yours is totally different from mine and all that other shit. But goddamn it, one thing I fucking know, y'all motherfuckers better goddamn stop getting mind fucked. And if you are comfortably getting mind fucked, then you're no different than them niggas getting bent over in the entertainment industry. You're no difference. They fucking them physically, but they're wealthy. They fucking you mentally, and you broke as fuck. All right? So that's my comment on that. I love y'all, man. See you in a new day. God bless you, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Jolie's show on Wednesday nights. The shit be off the chain. Nikki Love show, a few other shows if you like entertainment. All right, other than that, man, love y'all. Peace.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Or JulieGaga.com.
WGAG Radio.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other...
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo...
Hot damn politics.
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 Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back.
These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust, Brain Trust, Brain Trust, Brain Trust panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everything.
Hot damn politics. Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Only on WGAG Radio.
Look at the air. Look at the
people always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb questions. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite.
Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الوالي الكريم وصلى الله على أنبياء أجمعين والمسيح والمهدي والمجدد لمن مرسلين أما بعد Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it and that He is alone and has no part And that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universes. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend. And send salutations of Allah on all of his prophets and his apostles. And on the Messiah, the anointed one. And on the Mahdi, the guide. And on the Mujaddid, the reformer. Which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The man of the hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.